Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
You're out of luck doing this. Any most amazing, any most astounding living monstrosity of all time.
Monsters.
You wanted the best, you got the best. I was talk show in the morning anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1. We're broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. That is a free application you can put on your smartphone and take us anywhere in the world. If you haven't done it yet, it's easy to do, man. It doesn't cost you anything. Just put it on your phone and you got it. You got us anywhere in the world. You got the entire radio station. When you type in WTKS or Real Radio Orlando, then you'll get the entire radio station. And if you want to get our podcasts, there's a podcast section in iHeartRadio. We have our own channel there. So you just type in Monsters of the Morning, and you can get a bunch of the podcast shows. So it's pretty cool to get. It's iHeartRadio. You'll love it. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. And with everyone this morning, we're doing this until 11 o'clock. Here's the Go-Rubbing Champion of Palaga, Florida, the Big Bamboo Dirty Jim.
Hello!
Our producer's the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Go love him.
And to my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
To the top, never stop, baby.
All right, I'm going to give you all the telephone numbers and the way to text us, and you can email me. Matter of fact, I got a good email yesterday. We'll read today. If you want to email me, russ@wtks.com. And a lot of times people email and they want to get everybody's opinion, not just mine, which is fine. We'll throw it out there and let everybody give you an opinion. You take the one you want, and it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun to see if we all agree or disagree on them. Also, too, you can text our show. You can text us at 77031. It's interactive. You know, the entire radio station is interactive, so you can text us. Sometimes we'll text you back. Sometimes we'll read what you say on the air. Sometimes we'll ignore it. It just depends on how good it is. So text us at 77031. Powered by David Moss Toyota, and we appreciate that because we use it quite heavily. And then also you can call the show around 7 o'clock or so. We'll do trivia. We'll do the six things you knew we talk about around 8. And if you want to call, it's 407-916-1041. Save those numbers, and you got all that all the time. You don't have to have me say it a billion times. So it's a beautiful Tuesday, man. This is exactly the kind of weather that
why you move here,
Orlando loves. And the tourist, the people in charge of tourism, they love it because this is Orlando. This is beautiful.
My daughter just came back from Pennsylvania. She was up there for Thanksgiving with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they're out there hunting and whatnot. And came home and we were talking to him last night. They came over and hung out a little bit. And his dad is, both his father and mother were cops in New York.
Right.
Retired now. And they have a property up there where they go hunting. I said, well, would he ever live down here? And he looked at me and he goes, no, people up there don't understand the heat.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They don't understand.
Right.
So all they know of Florida is from November or October to like maybe April. That they don't even think Florida's on the map until those months. They would never live here. Look at the cold. They're like, yeah, I came down here one summer. My dad told me, like, they tell stories of lore like it's Bigfoot.
Yeah,
like, yeah, the weather is Bigfoot. Like, oh yeah, one time I went down there and I watched a guy evaporate.
Yeah, well, it does get serious hot, but this is the time of year when it's absolutely beautiful.
Best.
Great this weekend for camping. I'm excited about that. That's going to be cool. And
it's going to be perfect weather for camping. I don't think there's any rain in the forecast for a while. It's like 75 perpetually.
Yeah,
yeah,
sunny.
But this is the kind of weather that people get it twisted, and they think that this is how it happens, and they think that we have four seasons, and they don't realize
this is it.
Yeah,
it gets about this cold. We might have maybe one little more cold day. And then that's it. And people mistakenly move down here thinking that there's more of this kind of weather.
And it's not.
And we don't have that.
You just want to go, tomorrow it could be 90.
Yeah.
Legit, in November, tomorrow it could be 90.
Hey, and Thursday, it's the end of hurricane season. So we got through hurricane season with really good.
See, now you just think so.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Here comes Pepe.
Yeah, exactly. Why? You're not supposed to bring
already?
It up.
Yeah. Why not?
That's how you jinx it. You're tempting fate.
I don't believe in that jinxing thing. I don't believe in it. Don't believe in it.
There are a few people I think maybe should buy into it.
I don't believe in jinxing.
Okay. But, 6 and 4. But the hurricane season, we had a bad one. This was a bad one.
Well, we had one hurricane.
Two.
Did we have two?
Did we have two?
We had two.
No, we had two. And then, I mean, what everything that happened in the Gulf, everything that happened in Houston.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, as far as here in Orlando, there was one that really affected us where we had to come up to the radio station and, monitor the hurricane. And we were out.
We had our slumber party.
Yeah, I forget how many days I was without electricity. It was like three or four.
I sold my generator yesterday, and I was telling the guy about it because he's all squirrely about it. He goes, yeah, what about that right there? I'm like, look, dude, it's $400. Yeah. I mean, it's not ever going to drop below that. You drove here because it was $400.
That's a good price.
Yeah. $400. It was basically half price for the generator.
Yeah.
And because, like I said, we're taking off, so I don't need a generator in a townhouse. I mean, especially that area we're moving into is on that grid of Winter Park Hospital, apparently, so it never loses power.
I haven't used my generator since the hurricane.
Yeah.
But you know what I haven't done is I haven't changed the oil in it. You think that's a...
You got to do that.
Yeah.
That's just basic routine maintenance.
Two seasons. Matter of fact, the guy asked me yesterday, he goes, have you changed the oil? And I said, no, after two seasons, I have not. It has a total of probably about 75 hours on it.
Yeah.
He goes, well, it probably needs an oil change. I said, you're probably right. If I was keeping it, I probably would do it.
But I'm not selling it to you.
I'm not, so have at it.
Yeah, you're
about 2 quarts. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're keeping it.
Because I don't need it anymore. But that's exactly why he was buying it, because hurricane scared. I mean, he had one last year that did not hold up, run his fridge and some other stuff. I said, trust me, dude, this thing will run your, it's fine. You're good.
Yeah, I guess, in the overall, if you look at it, hurricane season was a pain in the ass, because you're right.
I mean, we still
Houston, and then Puerto Rico, and here.
Just here locally, in the state, there's still electric crews working in the state of Florida that aren't from here.
There's
tree trimming companies still working.
Yeah, there's debris that hasn't been picked up yet.
There's still debris that hasn't been picked up. Yeah
dude, it was a bad hurricane season. Yeah, for sure it was.
Well, it'll be good for it to come to an end.
Yeah. Ask. Yeah.
That's twice now.
The damage on our coast and then Houston and then Puerto Rico. You think about the billions of dollars. It was a bad season. And when you look at the total mileage that all that happened in, really isn't that much. If you drew a triangle from point to point to point, the total area really isn't that much. I mean, all that happened in a relatively small area, considering the size of those hurricanes,
Hey, people kept texting on the texting servers yesterday saying that volcano had erupted. It had not erupted yet. It still has not erupted.
Yeah.
It's wanting to, they're saying.
No, they had woken up late and saw the most recent headline.
Right, yeah. Saw the smoke coming out of it, and of course that means death.
Yeah, they're still telling people they can't get out. Like, there are Americans that are there in Bali, and they can't get out.
Damn.
And they say they probably won't be able to get out until Thursday. And they're telling 100,000 people to get off that island. That's a lot of people.
It is. Well, and then here's the thing with that dust that's in the air right now that people don't understand. Like, they can't see it, but it's so fine, and the particulates, they can get into these engines of the jets, and that's what the...
You can't fly out. Yeah.
I did not know why they wouldn't fly. Oh, okay.
A long time ago, I think it was in New Zealand that had a similar thing happen where a volcano erupted, and it was probably 7 years ago, because I was photographing a wedding of people from New Zealand that traveled to Disney, and like 3/4 of their party couldn't make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they couldn't
fly.
They got stuck in that smoke and the soot, I guess, that builds off of it.
That's something they probably never thought of. When they built the airport there, they probably never thought of, that would get into the...
But think about the extremes, the extreme weather conditions. This is the first time I've ever heard, and this happened this past summer, for airport or tarmac to be too hot for airplanes to take off.
Right.
Yeah. It happened in Arizona this summer.
That's right. Yeah, it
was way too hot. And
that was the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, global warming.
Yeah, there you go.
And volcanoes.
Make them out of concrete now.
And hurricanes.
Oh, speaking of making things, I saw another story this morning about robots, man. Every time you turn around, it's a robot story. Yesterday we talked about Elon Musk and he was freaked out by the robots that can turn flips and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now they've created robots that have kind of what they called them was synthetic muscles.
Oh, jeez.
Have you seen these? And they can, just by using your hand, it can pick up like big heavy things like tires and all this kind of stuff. And it was
Have you seen the exoskeleton that they're making for military?
Yes, it's badass.
There's an exoskeleton. This is straight up out of G.I. Joe cartoon. I've seen this.
Yeah, the one with Tom Cruise. Day After Tomorrow? No.
The Edge of Tomorrow.
The Edge of Tomorrow. It's such a good movie.
Yeah.
And they wear these suits where they're like these. Yeah, right. They're like these ultra badass soldiers.
So me and Carlos are from the generation. We saw those.
Yes.
We saw those in cartoons and movies and everything.
No one's half the battle, says G.I. Joe.
And now they actually exist. And they're being built for our military.
Yeah.
And it's all it takes is one of those things to realize that the human that's riding in it, it's its battery, well, and there it goes.
The one that they showed this morning on television, it was a robot that was able to pick up a big-ass tire from a car, and then also, right after that, go up and pick up a banana without crushing it.
Wow.
It could do both. It could
the
do,
extremes
it,
of it, yeah.
The extremes. It could pick up a feather. It could pick up something really, really heavy.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, remember these words. Okay?
Yeah.
Now I don't know what I'm going to say.
What's that? I was going to be like, is this the code?
But this is going to happen. Okay. There's going to be an athlete.
Yeah.
He's going to have surgery.
Uh-huh.
They're going to replace his arm with something.
Oh, dude, that's like Cyborg.
Exactly. And the question will be, is this person allowed to play in the league?
Oh, because we kind of had that with the...
Does he identify as a girl or a boy?
The South African guy. Right. Who had the blades.
Yeah.
Oh, blades.
But he was paralyzed, right? But yeah, sure. Yeah,
Pistorius, right?
Yeah, Oscar Pistorius.
While we were on vacation...
Yeah. They slapped him with a real sentence.
How do they do that? It's like, you know, we've been thinking about it while you're in jail. We're going to double your sentence. How does that happen?
I think the way their law works...
Basically, they took it to what equates to their Supreme Court. They reviewed and they're like, dude,
give him double.
You got off light. Come on, we can't do this.
Did you know that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I saw it. But I mean, even before they put him in, like now, it was you're in, you're out. You're in, you're out. It was like three or four different times they tried that dude. And then they're like, well, it wasn't harsh enough because people said it wasn't harsh enough. It's like that Tennessee thing that happened. Like, we don't like that decision. Oh, you don't? Let's get him back in here.
Yeah.
It was weird how they did that.
And he was handicapped to begin with. I think he was born like that. But when people take a voluntary surgery to replace their arm, I know that sounds crazy, but there is going to be...
It doesn't.
The player's going to be like, look, my rotator cuff is torn. Well, we can make your rotator cuff just elite. We can put muscles here.
Whoa, so you're talking about further extensions of what kind of happens already. Tommy John surgery.
Right.
Tommy John surgery...
What's Tommy John?
Okay, so Jimmy, you can help me with this, but so basically, as a kid, if you're a pitcher,
mm-hmm.
by the time you get to college, you've already
you can get this thing in your elbow. It's right? a certain tendon or something.
A tendon, and now it's gotten so prolific that it's routine surgery.
It used to be that would end your career. The Tommy John surgery. There are a couple surgeries back in the day in the 70s and stuff that or 60s even that they that was a career ender. Yeah. And the Tommy John surgery is he was a left hand pitcher for the Yankees, I believe, for a while. He was very famous for having that. He didn't throw the ball very hard or whatever, and that surgery became synonymous with his name because I think he had it like three or four times. But that used to be a game changer, just like the ACL.
Yeah,
if you snapped an ACL back in the day,
MCL.
What's the tendon that goes on the back of your foot? Achilles.
Yeah,
I mean those would be done. I mean literally that would be a career-ending situation. Now it's like all right, we'll get you in there, we'll scope it, and we'll have you back out there, and 6-8 weeks, whatever. It's just crazy.
This story they showed this morning about these robots, they said they're also going to be able to make robots small enough to put inside the human body, and it can go in and it can do surgery inside the body. Isn't that crazy?
Well, already now they
robots that go inside and do surgery inside you.
Well, don't they have already now? They have capsules that you can swallow with
like nano stuff.
With like a little nano thing in there that kind of gives information on your body as its chemicals and chemistry and stuff.
Or yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, 407-916-1041. Big concert coming up at Camping World Stadium. I think it's going to sell out. Tell me what you think when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Our wall is waiting for all your insights. Not fit for radio broadcast. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Good morning, Orlando. Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. You know, I love to see the different acts that come to Central Florida, come to Orlando, and I like to see who's going to be able to actually sell out Camping World Stadium. Now, the big concerts that have been here so far have all done very well, right? Ever since they did the remodel.
Since the remodel, yeah.
Yeah, like you had the Rolling Stones. That was huge.
GNR.
I think they were one of the first ones.
That was the first one, I believe. And when I missed that, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to miss the next one. And then the next one was Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses crushed it.
That was awesome.
Best show I've ever seen.
Somebody else, too.
Metallica.
Metallica, they crushed it.
Destroyed EDC. It.
So here is the, and I know
know when I read this list, I know I'm probably the only one of us four that's going to want to go to this
guy. That I can probably, within three guesses, guess who you're talking about.
Okay. Well, you may give you the lineup?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Chris Stapleton.
Okay. I would love to see Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I just played Tampa. When is this? When is the date for this?
This is coming up April. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. April.
Oh, yeah. That's a long way.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, it's
James Taylor.
Oh yeah,
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, there you go. There's one of my three guesses.
That's why I thought. And Eagles.
Oh wow, really?
Yes, with Vince Gill filling in for Glenn Frey.
Wow.
Who do you think the headline is with those four acts?
I think. Right up front, you'd have to say the Eagles, but I mean, I guess money wise, it's probably going to be Jimmy Buffett.
It's the Eagles.
It's the Eagles, yeah. Eagles are the headline, but man, you talk about it. I mean, you know.
Damn, that's a huge concert. That's a weekend concert, huh?
No, it's one night. It's a one night thing. It's wow. Like I say, it's Eagles, Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, and Chris Stapleton.
So Stapleton's going on around like 1:30 in the afternoon then?
I guess.
God almighty, man. I mean, when you're talking about set changes and everything for bands like that big, I mean, Buffett could play for 2 hours.
Well, Buffett's probably going to have to. Make his a little bit shorter, your shorter set.
Can't do a shorter set.
I don't remember seeing Jimmy Buffett ever doing.
Opening. What about Wrigley? Was he?
No, he was the headline, and it was Huey Lewis in the News opened for him.
Yeah.
When I saw Jimmy Buffett, and that was sold out at Wrigley Field. I mean, the guy's
sure. Yeah.
Whether you like Jimmy Buffett or not, he draws a huge crowd.
So is the question that who? Why is he opening for the Eagles?
I thought Jimmy Buffett should close that, especially with Glenn Frey gone. I know?
It's Eagles, man.
Eagles got more hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eagles have a lot more hits. And they're not, and no disrespect. I mean,
I think Jimmy Buffett could sell out the stadium by himself, and I don't think the Eagles could.
Oh.
You think so?
I do, yeah.
I don't know.
He's played here a lot, and I do like Jimmy Buffett, but I don't know if he could sell by himself.
And Carlos, that's lineup, the reason right there, because he's here every year.
Yeah. But with that lineup right there, I mean, Chris Stapleton, James Taylor,
Buffett. Yeah, you got to get up. James is opening.
No. Chris Stapleton's opening.
No.
Yeah, that's what it says on the thing.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's Chris Stapleton.
Because you just want to put people to sleep?
No.
I know.
No, it's James Taylor, man. You're talking about classic.
He sings iconic songs, but that's not the kind of venue that lends itself to the songs that he sings.
Camping World Stadium.
I don't know.
I would love to see James Taylor in a more smaller, intimate venue. Camping World Stadium, and you're going to put that dude there?
I think it's going to draw, though, man. I mean, people...
Everybody be quiet.
Everybody, welcome to Camping World Stadium. Are you ready to rock?
I am here to sing.
Are you ready to rock?
Sing the
That's what everyone's just going to get baked out of their mind while
Are you ready to rock?
Well, I don't know that you're ready to rock with the Eagles that much,
I mean,
It's more...
Life in the Fast Lane.
Yeah, Life in the Fast Lane is great. You're right.
Well, not to mention, that's one.
This would be great around 3 in the afternoon.
That's what I'm saying. You got to put him up front because everyone's going to get stoned while they're listening to him.
Sure. They're going to get stoned with Chris Stapleton, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but Stapleton's music moves a little bit more, some of those songs, and you want that to kind of start coming down, so by the time the Eagles are closing, you're rip-roaring drunk and happy
Everybody
again.
Everybody got a good buzz? Yeah! You ready to rock?
Yeah!
Russ, you're right.
Some good stuff, though, man.
They're awesome songs. I'm not taking anything away from his songs at all.
When you're down.
I think he's got one or two rocking songs.
This is the music you listen to when you're deciding whether or not to come out.
Yeah, or kill yourself.
No. I love that stuff.
I was standing behind James Taylor once at Arby's, and he even orders like this. He was like,
I'll take a big Montana with cheese and some curly fries.
I know you drove here from Jacksonville. Are you ready to rock?
Yeah!
Oh.
They're doing the same show in Tampa.
More of this.
The exact same show as they're in Tampa.
The more you play it, the more I want to see James Taylor.
Oh, I know. Oh, he's great.
I see him. I'm just saying.
At that venue.
House of Blues.
Yes.
Super low lights. Lots of candles. Martini in your hand. Maybe just came in from smoking a nice cigar.
But
sure.
If your goal is to sell out the Camping World Stadium, you want four great acts that people are going to want to see,
And one of them have grass skirts on.
And when, you know, Jimmy Buffett in Orlando, man, is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And Chris Stapleton is like a newer, even though he's been around forever, it's just like a new
superstar.
Superstar.
Yeah, sure.
People love that. He's got three albums now, so that gives you a good catalog of music to use.
He's country's Adele.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
I think you're right.
Damn it. I hate laughing. You got me.
So for the, you know, I very rarely do I go and try to get tickets to something right away. I went by, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, this is a show that I definitely want to see. And you can't buy tickets until, it had this all these different things. Like if you have American Express, you can buy them tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
If you've got some other special thing, you can get them, you know, 2 days after.
What, Charlie, $200 a piece?
I didn't even see the price. They're not on sale yet.
They probably start at $100. I mean, minimum. And that's like sitting on top of the lights in the stadium.
Yeah. But you know what?
Two chairs.
If I'm going to take the time to go to a concert I go ahead and just pay a little extra and get the best seats I can get. Because if I'm going to take the time to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's an all-day thing. You might as well enjoy every minute of it. You're all day. You're going to be there from.
You think it's an all day thing?
Oh, it has to be.
Dude, I'm guessing I'm guessing whoever's going on first is probably going to go around six.
Five or six.
I mean, you got to remember, they got to shut that thing down at like 11 o'clock because of ordinances around the area. It's, you know, I mean, people live there. Because
when we saw Guns N' Roses,
they were done by midnight.
There were several acts that were pretty.
Yeah, and they started in the middle of the day. I mean, I watched The Cult in the blazing hot sun.
Yeah, I remember.
You know?
Yeah,
and then, Avenged Sevenfold before them or whatever. By the way, did you see that show that's announced in Angel in Ohio, Tool, Avenged, and then you look at that, and it's just like every major rock band is part of this thing. I mean, and it's weird who gets small print these days.
Yeah,
that's what I pay attention to.
Who got small print?
I mean, like, God, you would ask me that. Like
Sugar
bands like Godsmack and bands like that. Bands in the 90s that were like massive headlining stadium tours. Now they're like second line.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think this show, Eagles, Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, and Chris Stapleton will sell out?
Yeah, it'll sell out probably the first 2 weeks. Maybe before that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to tell you, it's weird that they're doing this show in Tampa. I could see them doing it in Sunrise, like down south, or maybe in the stadium down in Miami, because trust me, they're not playing football there.
Because Tampa's still kind of close.
Yeah, Tampa's really close. Dude, that's an hour and a half drive to see the same show.
There's people that'll do it both,
I
guarantee you. But yeah, Russ, you got to be careful with the wording of this, because the way that it sounds and the way that I'm reading this, it looks like James Taylor's opening certain dates, and then it looks like Chris is opening other dates.
That would make more sense.
That makes more sense.
Oh.
So they got them all listed in the way that it's written on Camping World Stadium's website.
Yeah.
They have them all listed there, but they're saying James Taylor opens these dates, Chris Stapleton sharing the bill with all the other dates.
Yeah.
So when they go to sell, that's confusing.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, so when the tickets go on sale, make sure who is on the lineup that particular day.
The days that he's not opening is the days that he has dialysis.
Stop it.
Well, either way, I would still, with the Eagles and Buffett, I would still, you know, no matter who it is.
You ever seen the Eagles before?
We're with Jimmy, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We saw the real Eagles.
Yeah, we saw him in the arena. Like, I mean, Russ was very kind.
Yeah.
That was an it's still top five shows I've ever seen in my life was the Eagles.
Acoustically, it sounded the best sound.
Here's how good it was. For the first four songs, all I did was try to figure out whether or not it was live.
Wow, that was that good.
The only other show I've seen that, I remember going to see Garbage with Pat O'Hara, the guy who used to be the quarterback for the Preds here. Now he works for the Texans or whatever. And I remember going to see Garbage. Which is a band, you know, band from the 90s, Stupid Girl, whatnot. I remember sitting there listening and going, this is not live. I mean, it sounded so good that you could not believe that they were playing it live. It was that freaking good. And sure enough, live as hell.
Yeah.
Ooh, it says here, what do you think the ticket price starts at?
I thought about 200, man.
What do you think,
Jimmy? Saw that on the Texas service. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, 236.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, you're knocking out.
Not
like,
for a stadium show.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about seeing a guy who's just won. How many Grammys does Stapleton have already? Not to mention like CMAs and AMAs or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, if you add them all up, it's probably like 69 Grammys.
Yeah, it's
like
probably 69 Grammys. And then you look at the Eagles. They're, I mean, as legendary as an American band gets, right?
And James Taylor. I mean, how often, how much more time are you going to see him?
The Eagles are our Stones, right?
Yeah, I would say
The Eagles and like Aerosmith are bands that have been around the longest and have the most hits. And
I think Aerosmith because of the lead singer, like this, the
And believe it or not, the chili peppers are up there.
So check this out. This is what some extra information there. So it's the Eagles tour.
Yeah.
And all these other bands that you mentioned are touring with them in different parts of the country.
Oh.
So Buffett's going to be opening for them. So it's only going to be two bands. If this is correct, it would be two bands.
Oh, so it's either.
It'll be Eagles and Buffett in the southeast, James Taylor in the northeast, like New York and Philly, and then Eagles and Stapleton out west.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. So here in Orlando,
it could be just the Eagles and Buffett.
Okay, well, yeah, I still would go, but wow, I thought we were going to see all, because last night when we saw, it was all four, we're like, okay, we got to go to this.
But even $200 to see Buffett and the Eagles together, and those two music, those styles, and that fan can like mesh. Both of those kind of music.
Yeah.
You know, both that music. So I believe that you could sell a ticket to both of those.
Well, that's confusing the way they have it.
More information as, like, because I was reading it off the website, it makes it sound that, like, that's a show that's happening here where all of those bands are playing.
It's not.
Nah.
Okay. Well, I will say this. On the TV commercial, all they showed was Jimmy Buffett and Eagles. So, and then I went to the website and I saw the list of all four.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get the thing. So it's just the two.
Yeah, because the way that you go to the website, it just says Eagles and Jimmy Buffett.
Okay.
Yeah. I love this because when we talk about stuff like this, the texting service will check in and guys will start reminiscing about when bands open for whom.
Yeah.
And 77031 is the number of the texting service. Just put that in your phone as Real Radio and text all the shows. We love it. It says here that I remember seeing the Eagles open up for Jethro Tull.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Open up. Yeah. For Jethro Tull.
But this is the time of season where all the pre-sales of tickets and everything are starting. And people are ramping it up. Earth Day birthday tickets on sale right now. If you want to avoid service charges, you can pick them up at Elixir. The lineup's already been announced.
What's the lineup?
So we got Earth Day birthday 25. We got Shinedown, Seether, Three Days Grace, Star Set, 10 Years, Fozzy, and then Power Man 5000.
Yeah. With Spider, I wonder.
Geez. Yeah.
That's funny. Carlos and I saw them.
Ready to go.
With Kid Rock. That was a great show.
That was a great show.
That's going down April the 21st. And like I said, tickets, if you go to Elixir, you avoid all the service charges and pick them up right there.
And dude, I'm telling you, that guy, the guy from, the singer from Shinedown, whom we've met, we did that Jacksonville gig, remember?
Yeah.
And that duct tape bikini show thing we did up there in Jacksonville.
Right.
They played that band because the drummer for Shinedown is married to Ronnie Van Zant's daughter, I believe.
Oh, really?
They have that tie. They have the ties into the whole Skynyrd thing, and they're a Jacksonville band. But that guy, I think it's Brett, has one of the best rock voices I've heard in the last 10 years. And their songwriting is good as well. They're a really good live band.
At Earth Day Birthday, I wouldn't mind seeing Fozzy. I've never seen the band.
I'm curious how they do live, yeah.
And we've talked to Chris Jericho, met him, talked to him and everything, but I've never actually seen him perform live, you know? So, all right, 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Real Radio. 104.1. I'm going to be the one that's taking over. Now this is what it's like when worlds collide. You ready to go? Got it, I'm ready to go. What you going to do? Baby, baby. Welcome back to The Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos, all here today. Yesterday, yeah. I went to the gym yesterday, you know, workout guy.
Yeah.
Went to the gym.
Oh, yeah, get Swole Patrol.
Swole's the goal. And I'm increasing my weight. I had 80-pound dumbbells on each hand, and I was doing, you know, feeling, you know.
Hell yeah.
And one guy walks up to me, and I'm listening to Kiss, obviously.
Of course. At the gym.
And
I got my Batman shirt on, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And the guy goes, Russ, right here.
Full Russ mode. He's Batman shirt, listening to Kiss.
Triple R belt buckle, I'm sure.
Guy goes, Russ, right? I'm like, how'd you know? He's like,
come on, man.
Batman.
Hey, you basically are sending out a signal up, dude. You're hanging a sign over yourself so people recognize you.
Actually, how many guys, you know, listen to Kiss and have a Batman shirt? I said all of them.
Yeah, only the cool ones.
So I was feeling pretty tough. You know, feeling pretty strong. I worked out for about an hour. Felt real good. We'll go home, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of yard work, right? And I'm feeling manly.
You don't have a yard, Russ.
But
you literally have a 4x4 little square.
Don't you cut it with scissors?
I have. I do have hedges, you know, and I always make sure they're tight.
How much more can you trim them, dude? Like,
there was a couple little little things sticking out. I wanted to make sure it was tight.
You're so, like a Walt Disney World lawn maintenance guy. You're not one little piece is out of place.
So I got my Ryobi tool that I used to trim the hedges with, right? And there's a couple dudes that are walking past because they're doing some construction, building a wall down there, and big construction guys. And
get them, Trump.
Like I'm doing my manly work, and I start to and a big ass black snake, like right in my face, and I swear like a little girl. Oh, I'm God. Like ah, and I'm like damn. I went from feeling pretty manly, with lifting the big weight, and then screaming like a schoolgirl, and the dudes are laughing at me. Right? I said, "Damn, it was a snake. I hate snakes." But it was just a black snake.
Man, I'll slap the hell out of a black racist snake.
Snake scared
like pops up. I mean,
So I thought snakes would stay on the ground. What was it doing?
Rick James.
It was on the top of the hedges, right?
Well, yeah,
that's
sunning.
Where the sun is heading.
Yeah, remember it's cold weather. I just saw one the other day. We have one that lives in this old stump on our property,
God.
And he was just out there chilling. And I was just looking at him, and he wasn't moving, looking at him. So I grabbed a stick and just was going to pick him up, and I stuck it under his body. He didn't even move. He was like, dude, come on, man. I'm just trying to warm up.
If you're moving me, you better be moving me to the more direct sunlight.
And I moved my stick to try to get a better angle at one of these, and he just kind of crawled into the stump. You could just hear him going, God,
let me alone.
Come on, man.
Like this guy.
As much as I do hate snakes, though, I could have probably chopped his head off with that.
Why?
But that wasn't
what you want him around, dude.
But I didn't do it. I don't like to kill things either.
Yeah, there's no need to kill them. Yeah.
No. I let him be, but now I got my hedges, and there's one area that is unhedged because there was a snake there, and
you're gonna take it over.
I'm gonna sneak back today and see if he's gone. But oof, I just don't. And look, spiders I don't care about. Roaches don't bother me. I saw some frog jumped on me the other day, like a white frog.
It was
like an albino frog. No big deal.
Yeah,
it's just the snake, man. Do not like the snake.
Man, I got some of that white frog one time.
Whoa.
Hell yeah. Didn't wake up for a day and a half, guys.
I got stuck in the couch.
Ooh. Yeah.
What makes a frog all white like that?
It's just no sun.
I don't know.
I'm serious. They get stuck behind like a wreath or something. I've seen exactly which ones you're talking about.
Sort of creepy.
I think they lose the color if they're not. I don't know. Listen to me, BS.
This frog.
So the more they stay out in the sun, the greener they get.
I think there's something to do with that. I fully believe that if these frogs are hidden, they lose. They're like powder. They lose their
like powder.
Yes. It's very similar.
Could be.
Could be called the powder effect, actually.
Hey,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it could be just the genetic makeup of the frog.
That's true.
An anomaly.
No, I mean, just that's that frog was white, you know?
The white frog.
I have the ones around my door are the sticky ones, they look like slimy all the time. Not tree frogs, or maybe it is a tree frog. But those slimy frogs?
Yeah.
They're the worst. Because they can jump really far. You don't think they do because they chill so much.
I'd have been okay screaming and being scared if it wasn't those two guys were walking by. They had to be walking by right when I saw the snake and had to...
They're still telling that story.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like, you should have seen this dude.
He thought he was
all, all jacked and he's on his pre-workout and he's thinking he's going to go
Batman
something.
Shirt.
Yeah. Little snake jumps out.
I kind of hate snakes. Oh, scared of
Ellen. I got so scared.
Okay, you guys do the parks a lot. Well, at least you do, Carlos.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you don't go to the parks that often, do you?
I do not because I can't ride roller coasters. So when I do go with my family and whatnot, I wind up being the purse tree.
So when you evidently, when you go to SeaWorld and you ride the Manta Ray?
The one that's going to be VR.
There's Kraken and then there's Manta Ray, whatever.
It's the Manta ride, yeah. When you ride that, for whatever reason, I guess maybe you could get wet or something, so you put your iPhone and your wallet and everything in a bin before you get on the ride, right?
Yep.
So a guy here is in Central Florida. He's going to SeaWorld. He's getting on the Manta ride, and he puts his iPhone and his wallet in the bin, and when he gets off the ride, it's all gone. Everything's empty.
Oh, no.
So he loses his stuff. So lucky for him, though. I don't know how they got the victim started to receive PIN notifications from his phone's GPS. So it must have been he received the PIN notifications on someone else's phone, maybe his wife's phone or something like that.
Maybe the laptop.
Because if his phone is
gone. Like you can have a sharing thing that kind of shows where all your phones are, like when the kids are in the house.
Yeah.
We could track them because if you're all on my plan, I can track you, but I have to send you an email or a text and you have to accept that.
Gotcha.
And then once it's accepted, I know where you are at all times and you know where I am at all times.
So his GPS started pinging from a particular place and his MasterCard started sending notifications. trying to think of the place. Where do you think the person that stole his phone and his ID and his cards, where do you think this guy was at?
Walmart.
Rachel's strip club.
Rachel's.
Yeah. Was he really?
Was at Rachel's, at Rachel's Gentleman's Club. And so all they had to
was
do.
Was it an employee?
No, it's just it's some 27-year-old dude. They got,
wow,
they
man.
Got
and it's not
what
the Castleberry
balls.
Rachel's. It's the one now on
yeah,
that
the airport
side of,
Rachel's.
Yeah,
that makes more sense, though, because
it's right
closer.
Up the road.
Yeah.
So this goober was sitting in Rachel's having a big old time.
How did that guy get access to that bin? You would think they don't just leave that thing sitting on the counter,
yeah, no,
do
no,
they?
No, it is. Yeah, it's just open. That's
what I was going to ask, man.
You put it on right before you. I mean, I don't know exactly that one, but most of them, there's a little area, a little cubby.
Okay,
and you pop it in there.
From now on, then they've got to provide a way for you to lock everything up, right? That's
yeah,
your phone
do.
And your wallet. That's
yeah.
Terrible.
Other parks, there's like
locker,
there's
lockers.
Yeah, at, like for example, Universal. If you're gonna get on the Hulk, there's a bay of lockers, and like you got to go put your stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just put it in a little bin.
No, and they lock it up. But I've also seen what Carlos is talking about because they do it also there on the drop ride.
Yeah.
Right when before they lock you in, there's that little like case right there, and they like take everything out of your pocket and set it in here.
So yeah. This guy's in the strip club, he's having a good time, and you know the dude like, shows
oh,
up.
Oh, he's ordering two for one,
yeah.
Getting lap
oh, yeah.
dances.
Oh, yeah.
The king is here. Whatever, baby. Getting two dances in a row.
Everything's on Juan.
Yeah. I thought your name was Steve. No,
yeah,
I'm Juan today.
Yeah, my friends call me Juan.
Number one.
His name was Flores. It was his name.
Oh, it was close.
And Flores is he's part in there, and so the guy shows up. Like, my cell phone's in here, and he calls the police. The police show up, and it says that security at the club at Rachel's helped escort Flores out of the building so he could speak with the officers, where they arrested him right away.
Damn. Man, at one point he was like up here, yeah. He's buying drinks for all the strippers,
yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
You know, got the hors d'oeuvres,
living large.
You know?
Damn, he looks exactly like the kind of guy that would do that.
Yeah.
I mean, central casting. We need a guy that would steal somebody while they're riding a roller coaster, bringing Flores.
Did they bust him in the club? Like,
no,
what?
The guy was in the club partying, and then so the guy who owned the phone shows up at Rachel's, and then he calls the police, and he's like, my phone is in there. And so the police tell the people from Rachel's, hey, look, there's a dude over there, you can bring him out. They didn't arrest him inside the club to
right,
make
yeah.
an issue in there.
Right.
And the police escorted Flores outside where they arrested him right away.
It's the most exciting day for that security personnel at Rachel's.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I know. They got to be superheroes,
and
right?
And then I took him out, and then the cop was like, why don't you join the force? And I was like, you know, I like to spend time with my family.
So they arrested him on charges of fraud and...
That's a nice buy story. I like that.
Thanks. I was trying to be security.
Yeah, that's very
at
nice.
Fraud and grand
Family
theft.
Man.
So
over $500.
So you get a little time for that, right?
Over 300 or 500, guys?
I think it's over
500.
Over 500 bucks is grand theft or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let's hope he didn't run
fraud,
that barbell.
Credit card fraud, all kinds of fun stuff. I mean, I don't know if he'll do any jail time, but he'll get probation and some fines and whatnot, I think.
Well, if he can't bond out, he's going to have to sit there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you can't afford a Rachel, you ain't bonding out. That's for damn sure. I wonder what the bond is on that. Probably 10 grand?
Probably.
So he's going to come up with $1,000 to get out?
$1,000 probably. But, man, you know, that was his dream. You know, he could afford to get into SeaWorld.
But, I mean, that's
free
an annual pass. Right?
Yeah, friend lets you in that works concession.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah, they're going to
just to think. I mean, think of the, or just the thought process, right? So you're in SeaWorld and you're just kind of wasting your day, and then you get the chance, opportunity presents itself. I'm going to grab that wallet and then that phone.
Now, the Texas
Charlie. The first place you're going to go, Rachel's.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you think about it, it makes complete sense. It's weird that the Christmas here, he didn't go spend money. That's why
I
said Walmart.
Yeah.
You know what it was?
What?
Dude is out of town. Is he an Orlando guy?
Yeah, do we know that?
It doesn't say.
I'm sure where Rachel's was.
Airport, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, what if he's like, I grab it, I hit off the airport,
I'm out the
Rachel,
door.
And then I'm out the door.
Yeah, throw it. I mean, leave the credit card there, throw the phone in the trash, and hit the bricks.
Christopher Flores, 27 years old, was arrested on charges of fraud and grand theft. He went right to Rachel's after SeaWorld.
Here we go. SeaWorld, now this is the texting service, again, checking in with a little bit of information, which we love. 77031.
Yeah.
Just save that number as Real Radio and text all the shows because we love it. Says SeaWorld has lockers on that ride. The bins are actually more for flip-flops and hats and whatnot.
Yeah.
So the guest is really stupid for putting his his valuables and money and stuff.
We don't have to call her stupid.
I agree with that. I mean, I think stupid is a bit harsh because if you don't know, like my wife, when we go on rides, there is no negotiating. Everything valuable goes in a locker.
Oh, yeah.
You take the time, you walk over, but that way you can enjoy the ride, not have to worry about somebody jacking your stuff or whatever.
But it's really dumb to just throw your phone and your wallet in a bin. That's stupid.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not smart at all. Yeah, but especially your credit card. Look, your phone is your phone. I mean, if you have it locked, which everybody should, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a passcode on their phone. If you don't have that by now, you're a moron and almost deserve to get broken into. But
have you seen the new iPhone 10?
The thing or whatever?
My buddy Scott York has it. It recognizes your face.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to put in a code. You don't have to put in your thought. You just look at it and it'll open up.
Yeah, I want to get it.
That's pretty cool.
Now, is that the only way it opens up? Because what?
No, you can do classic mode.
There's no button on that one now, right?
And it does feel weird when you pick it up, and if you're not used to it, like it, I picked up the 10, I was like, or X or whatever the hell it's called. Is it X or 10?
I think it's X. 10,
X or 10, Angel. I say thing.
10.
X.
Because you don't go iPhone 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
X.
It doesn't work like that, you know?
No, but they're calling it that. Yeah, they're calling it the X because they're not making an iPhone 9.
Yeah, they're not. But it feels weird. You pick it up because it's an anniversary edition. Yeah, yeah. They don't have a plus. The size of the screen is the size
of the phone.
The plus screen.
This screen here.
But it doesn't have the extra attachment part.
Yeah, I actually held it up against because I just ordered it and it'll come in.
You're getting one?
Yeah. Yeah, I ordered it.
Now, is there any, just out of curiosity, is there any reason you're getting one? Does that phone not work?
This phone has been ever since the update. I know Angel doesn't agree. Ever since the update, it has not been running right.
You've convinced yourself of that.
Right, and that's why I'm asking.
You wanted to get the new phone, get the new phone.
And I want the new phone, too.
Yeah, just say that.
and we need some cameras for something we're going to be doing here in the next month or so. So, again, there's another reason.
I
could invent a bunch of reasons why I want the new phone. But
just say you want it.
Oh my gosh, the camera.
I'll get the 8 one day.
When I went with Scotty York and we went to that that Concourse Live thing, I would take some pictures and then he would take pictures with that new 10.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
And it's not even close. Yeah. It's like professional photography and for what we do.
I'll tell you something really interesting because I know we have to go here in a second. So when the guy came to take the pictures of my house, Total Pro Div 9000 whatever camera set up the whole 9 yards. And I'm talking to him a little bit, and he goes, I said, well, is this what you do? He goes, yeah, this is what I do. But really, I take pictures of food. The only thing I don't take pictures of is people. I take pictures of industrials, and I do food pictures, which I love doing more than anything.
Man.
I said, you know what's crazy? My wife loves taking pictures of food as well. He goes, does she have an iPhone? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, they're about to put me out of business.
Yeah.
Because the iPhone filters and the phones and the cameras are so good now that you cannot delineate between a guy just taking a picture with his phone and my professional $10,000 camera.
Jimmy, it's crazy. I was able to, people would always ask me that with photography, and I was like, no, it's not there yet. It's there.
Yeah.
And the studio lighting setting that they have where it turns it black and white and then they have portrait mode with the bokeh and depth of field is ridiculous. I saw a comparison of a true DSLR compared to iPhone X, and iPhone X beat it because it was so much easier to set up.
Buddy Scott, he just took a picture of his dog,
and it
looks like an award-winning photograph. He just did it real quick.
Bokeh. That depth of field is a funny thing. People consider when you see that bokeh, that everything blurred out in the background.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, listen. When we come back, we'll do a little trivia. Your chance to win some stuff. Okay. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. We'll see what Angel has in the prize bin. When we come back, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
There's an easier way. It's called texting. 77031. Real Mobile. It's real easy. Real Mobile is powered by David Moss Chevrolet. From the Radio. Radio.
RRR segment 7 is brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Licensed lenders that can help you buy a home. They helped me. They helped my daughter. I have a great friend of mine who bought a house thanks to them. A couple friends, actually. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Call them at 407-636-9808. Brad Siebert will be glad to help you. He and his staff. Ask them about their free appraisal and home warranty offer. It's WeAreNotTheBanks.com.
Yeah, that guy's a monster, by the way.
Great guy.
That guy is a stone-cold monster. That guy has single-handedly walked us through this process.
He's using,
man, let me tell you, I can't give him a bigger, better endorsement. I mean, I know I've heard everybody talk about him for years.
Yeah.
I never had a personal interaction with Brad.
Yeah.
This guy
I'm glad you used him.
This guy is so on point. My wife was just talking to him. Yeah, called us last night. After hours, by the way.
After hours.
7 o'clock at night, he finds out that, hey, everything in your package is going through. You're all set. You're ready to go. Here's what you need. At 7 o'clock at night, my wife got that text from him just to let him know that he was on the job on my case. We could not be happier.
And every time something happens, they send you an email so you know where you're at. You're not worried about everything
going
on.
It's amazing.
It really is.
Great
company.
I love how personal it is. I'll tell you what it seems like.
I'm glad
you
used
them. I don't mean to go on and on about it. It seems like we're the only job he's got going right now.
But it's not.
But it's not. But that's the cool thing. It seems like we're his first customer, and he really wants to impress us. I mean, that's what it comes off like.
It's Brad Siebert. We are another banks.com. Like I said, you know, he helped my daughter. He helped me. He's helping Jimmy now, a friend of mine, Meg. Like, I know a lot of people that he's helped. And if you got great credit, he'll get you a great interest rate. If you, let's say you got poor credit, you can even get a loan, even if your credit score is 580 or less. Brad Siebert will help walk you through the whole thing and make it easy for you. 407-636-9808 for wearenotthebanks.com. Let's see what prize we have in the old prize pinata today. Yeah, Brad actually sent me an email the other day. He's wanting to do some fishing. And he's like, do you still know that Rodney? I'm like, yeah, Rodney the Gator.
Yeah, I want to go out with him right now, though. He's on a 0-0 sinking the boat run. No, I'm joking.
The Prize Pinata is brought to you by Central Family Moving and Storage. It's a family-owned and operated company offering both residential and commercial moving services for businesses all over the country. Fully trained expert moving crew, adept in packing, furniture handling, safe driving, and excellent customer service. Go to the website, centomoving.com, centomoving.com. You hit the quick instant moving quote, put your information there, let them know you heard about it here on Real Radio 104.1. They'll take care, they'll handle your next move. That's centomoving.com.
Do a great job.
Up first, we have a pair of tickets to the Auto Nation Cure Bowl at Camping World Stadium on December the 16th.
What is this now?
It's the Auto Nation Cure Bowl at Camping World Stadium on December the 16th. It's one of the bowl games.
Okay.
Multi-platinum recording artist Andy Grammer will be headlining a pregame tailgate and concert at Tinker Field.
I'm a fan of Andy Grammer. I like that dude.
Concert admission included with the game ticket. Tinker Field opens at 11 a.m. Concert's at noon. Kickoff is at 2:30. For more information, visit realradio.fm, keyword cure. Now, this is the bowl game where all the proceeds go to cancer research.
Cool. How they make money then? Guess they don't.
We have a pair of tickets to see Bill Burr at the Bob Carr Theater on December the 16th. Tickets are on sale right now. Visit drphillipscenter.org for more information.
Jimmy, you seem like a Bill Burr kind of guy. Like, you would just love him.
It's weird. I have never sought out to listen to Bill Burr, although I listen to excerpts of Bill Burr. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny, but, you know, I already heard it at Dennis Leary. So,
well, F is for Family is really funny on Netflix. It's this animated cartoon show. It's really funny.
And we'll wrap it up with a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghost of Christmas Eve at the Amway Center on December the 16th. Tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra Winter Tour are available right now. Go to realradio.fm, keyword tickets. And with that, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who has chosen this prize before. If you haven't received your call from Bloggin' Molly, the tickets are in-house now, so you can start coming by the radio station to pick them up. The prize windows open Tuesday through Friday from 12 o'clock noon to 6 p.m.
Good.
And those are the prizes in the prize pinata.
Thanks, Angel. Jeff, you're on Real Radio 104.1. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Russ, how are you?
I am great, man. I got a trivia question for you. If you get it right, you can take whatever prize you want. And if you don't get it, don't worry, because you can pick either Dirty Jim, Angel, or Carlos to help you out, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck to you. Here you go. According to a new annual poll, once again, Las Vegas is number one for the most sinful city in America. Now, they look at stats like everything to do with like the seven deadly sins, like rap, you know, like how much violent crime and greed, like, you know, how little people donate in that particular area. Wrath.
Oh, I thought you said rap. Wrath. Like, that connects to cross.
Yeah. Seven deadly sins. Yeah, wrath, greed, okay, gluttony, gotcha. Envy, vanity, sloth, and lust. So they go through all these things, like with lust, and like how many strip clubs you have, and then in sloth, how many unemployed there are, and all that kind of stuff is what they do it with. So number one, the most sinful city was Las Vegas. What came in number two? What city?
It's got to be New York.
New York came in not in the top 10. It did not come in the top 10. Who do you want to help you? You've got Dirty Jim, Angel, or Carlos?
Dirty Jim.
All right, according to this new poll, Dirty Jim, of course, Las Vegas has been at, like, for 4 years in a row, the number one most sinful city in America.
Yeah.
They look at all the seven deadly sins, and that's how they tabulate this. What city came in number two?
Yep. I'm going to go out on a limb. Because it, Russ would not pick this if it was a city like New Orleans or one of the stereotypical cities you think would be the most sinful cities, right, or whatever. I think agree. That he doesn't do that. So,
nope.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Not in the top 10. I'm so sorry, but I thought you were on a roll. I thought you were on a roll there. You had a good thought process, but you just didn't.
Yeah. Didn't close the deal.
Dennis from Lake Mary, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. According to a new annual poll, Las Vegas still number one for the most sinful city. With all the deadly sins taken into account, what city is number two this year?
Because it's you, Russ, I'm going to go with Orlando.
It is Orlando. Oh, congratulations. Damn. Wait. I thought Jimmy was... I'd already picked up my stick to give him the bang bang on the symbol.
Don't say pick up your stick and give me the bang bang.
But congratulations. Let me put you on hold.
To finish that.
Yeah, Orlando has moved up to number two for the most sinful city in America.
Why?
I guess things like violent crime helped pop us up there.
Lots of gays.
Greed.
That's the lust thing, right? The gays?
Well, no, the lust thing, they did strip clubs.
That goes for heteros too, dude. What the hell?
Look at Angel's face when I said that.
They did strip clubs.
He was trying to figure out what the hell I was going on. I'm just saying the gays.
We don't have strip clubs.
For gluttony, they did the average weight of men and women in the area.
So they say the land is a little girthier?
Well, let's run the strip clubs real quick. You had the Diamond Girls, right, out there on 436.
Okay, let's
then you have the two Rachels.
Okay, let's be clear, though. All right.
I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying, that those are adult establishments.
You have a Dollhouse on 441.
But that is not fair to call what those are in Orange County strip clubs.
I would disagree wholeheartedly. For one thing, the
Juicy J said it in Bands That Make Them Dance.
Oh, what he said?
If they ain't showing that pee, it's not a strip club.
Yep. No, that's not
that's even remotely accurate. That is 100% true.
Yeah, that was very elegant.
That is an anthem.
Who are you quoting?
Juicy J.
Okay. Bands That Make Them Dance.
The guy was with Katy Perry. Right?
Okay.
Trying to break it down for him, you know.
Gluttony, it's about a weight and how much people weigh in the area.
Yeah.
It says Orlando has moved up two spots since 2016, and we're now in second place,
right behind
Las Vegas. What other it doesn't say what they considered when they did Envy and Vanity. I wonder what
Vanity, probably what, plastic surgeons?
Oh, right.
Oh, okay. My God, now.
That makes sense.
Now we've got plenty of those.
And they
do show the pee.
Yeah. right. And then Envy, I don't know how they would...
Vaginal reconstruction.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
How would they judge that one?
That one's a tough one, though.
Would it be schemes? Schemers?
Okay, could be. Right. Yeah.
Oh, maybe. We had a double hit this morning, a schemer at a strip club.
So it's Las Vegas number one, Orlando number two, Miami number three
from a
sinful city in America.
Ricardo.
And then number four, St. Louis?
Yeah, well, it's a death trap. St. Louis, I believe, is the most dangerous city in America right now, right?
I didn't know that. Why?
Yeah, St. Louis, Missouri, is voted the most dangerous, violent city in America right now.
All right.
St. Louis, Detroit, let's see what else came up there. Chicago's up there.
Well, that's West Side.
Baltimore.
They've got here.
Where's Tampa on that list?
Tampa came in number nine.
Dude, that's where Tampa should be ahead of us.
Tampa's dirty, man.
Tampa is a dirty pit.
You know, I would think
that,
too.
With lots of strip clubs. Yeah. I mean,
those are real strip clubs.
It seems more sinful in Tampa than it does Orlando.
Everybody's angry in Tampa, too.
Yeah. Half the strip clubs in Tampa, and on the marquee, say, at home of the BH.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're beyond the pee part. They show it all.
I've done things in Tampa strip clubs that,
Baton Rouge is number eight on the list, and then New Orleans is number 10.
Yeah.
Behind. Not a lot of strip clubs.
Yeah, there aren't many. Actually, except for Bourbon, there aren't many strip clubs, and the ones on Bourbon are.
Oh, my God.
It's not, you're talking about, like, it looks like a Brad Pitt movie back when Brad first started. It looks like they're filming 7-2.
But remember, guys, it's not just the strip club. It's violent crime
they have
for rap. It's greed for the how little people donate in the area. Then you've got gluttony, how much people weigh.
God almighty, Orlando came in second then. I mean, we have a really giving community.
Yeah. That's
amazing, dude. I mean, really, if you look around at the things that happen here charitably every single season, it's amazing how much the city does.
Now, what do you think Charleston, West Virginia, that's where my parents are from. Charleston, West Virginia, they came in number one in two of the categories. For wrath, which would be for violent crime, and gluttony for weight.
Yeah, fat.
Yeah.
Damn, they're so fat and mad, Russ.
Yeah. Fat and fighting.
Right, right, right. Fort Lauderdale is the most envious. Band. Oh, and the most envious.
To beat Miami?
Yeah.
Plastic surgery. No, envious wouldn't be that.
No, that'd be vanity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Envious, jealousy.
Gulfport, Mississippi came in number one for greed.
Yeah, oil.
Well, the gambling industry, right?
Oil.
I thought you said oral. I didn't know what you
said. Listen, this guy's over here thinking you're talking rap. You're over here going oral.
Yeah.
Scottsdale, Arizona, tied with Vegas for the most vain city.
Yeah, screw Scottsdale. I've always wanted to say that.
What's Scott's?
I don't know. They just seem like they got it all over.
What'd they ever do to you? All right,
and today in the news.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning. Radio. 104.1. Tipping, roping, looking. And it ain't a strip club of things. Showing. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. All these cheeks popping. I'm just popping. You know, the more I think about it, and I went to the texting service at 77031. You can text the show. I was texting some people back during the break. You can always, you know, do that. Welcome back to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Thinking about during the break and going to the texting service. Okay, for the most sinful city, okay, I agree with Las Vegas being number one. They deserve that. Orlando doesn't deserve to be number two. Tampa is much...
Well, Tampa and Miami. I know Miami made the list, but my God, man.
Tampa's got a serial killer.
Well, okay? Tampa has a serial killer plus like 15 fully nude strip clubs within a blanket throw.
And in the Bucks.
Where was Miami on that list?
Miami was down at number nine.
Yeah.
So, okay.
In the Bucks.
How many strip clubs are in Tampa? The only one I've heard, I've never been to.
There's more strip clubs in Tampa than there are McDonald's.
Yeah, Mons Venus is the famous one, right?
Yeah, but you have to understand, around where Mons Venus is, there are about seven others in that same area.
Yeah, it's the nuclear triad of strip clubs right there. Yeah. And you actually have Space Odyssey. Is that still around? I haven't been in years, but I just remember, it was just... disgusting. It was just crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
I loved it.
The best disgusting.
Yeah.
They don't spend money, you're fine.
I remember being so hammered in a
Mons Odyssey's still
Venus.
There. There's a Penthouse Club is still there.
Well, and then
I walked in, was like, I want a Tupac. And I went to the jukebox.
Right in requesting songs?
Yeah, walked in. And then, because I was going to Hollow Scream, because that was the stop we went to. Sure. Oh, my God. Tampa's just a mess.
And then what is the Ybor City
area? I'm looking at the map, and just right off the top, that's 20 strip clubs.
Yeah, we got robbed in this, man. There's no way. I mean, maybe the violent crime thing popped us up there because of Pulse or something.
I was wondering if when they started kind of tabulating everything, was it last year's stats, and then they kind of use it for this year? Because if so, then unfortunately, the Pulse incident would really throw us out of whack.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
sure it would.
Yeah, yeah. But
have high crime in Orlando. I mean, there are certain areas in Orlando that are pretty sketchy.
And now, though, Tampa's got a serial killer, so that's going to pop them back up.
Man, how have we not caught that dude yet? How have we not caught, with all the homicide shows and murder mystery shows and police and cameras, this guy...
And they got him on video, right?
On video. And this guy has outsmarted them. It blows my mind.
Well, it leads to the theory has been, is that this guy probably isn't from that community. He's been driving into the community, does what he does, and then hauls ass.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
That's what the speculation is. Huh. That he's not from there, because they've been doing door to doors. They've been doing all this, so they're looking at all kinds of footage and whatnot. But
see, the next Netflix show about these guys should be about a guy like. I mean, obviously this guy's horrendous and horrible. But what if it's a serial killer that learned everything he knows from every TV show?
Well,
show, and they could reference that. I learned this on this show, da 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 da. You know,
they already know. By the way, they already know that if you watch any of the shows, the police started controlling what they released in the news years ago.
Sure.
Because they didn't want the killer to know, hey, look, we have... And they started releasing stuff. The BTK was one of the famous cases they did this. They started releasing little stuff, and they actually... Have you seen the classified ads thing being used for... So there was a classified ad in one of these cases. I believe it was either a movie or a case, but I believe it was based on one of the real ones, where they would communicate via the classified ads with the killer or something like that.
I do remember that.
But they have been controlling the information in high-level homicides for a long, long time, just so that the killer doesn't understand where they're coming from or right. where they're looking. But then again, they would release misinformation to let them know, you know, to try to get them off track or whatever.
Well, they might be closer to catching them than we know. You know, sure. They're not going to tell us. Cause I remember when they caught the Markeith Floyd. Yeah. Like I remember us going, "Oh my God, I can't believe they haven't caught him yet." And then, bam, you know.
Well, he was being holed up by. He was being abetted, right?
I think so. He was. It was in an abandoned home or something.
Yeah, but they also proved there was a couple people helping him out. One of his niece.
Oh, right.
His niece had went to go try to get his paycheck and stuff like this.
Right.
That's a good family member.
He was in an abandoned house for, hold up there. So there was no reason to go check this particular house that he was, hiding out in.
Yeah. 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Skewing your love-hate relationship with Facebook.
I did not sign up for this thing to get harassed by every moron in this office.
In which direction, we are not really sure. Facebook.com/RealRadio or Orlando.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting Seacoast. Real. Radio.
You're listening to the Monster of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. So they say over $6.5 billion yesterday with Cyber Monday. People buying online. Most people bought things from their mobile phone. So
that was just from their phone, Russ, 6.5.
No. I thought that was all cyber.
No. All the cyber was way more than that. Just
really?
From the mobile was 6.5. I believe that's because I that stat startled me. I'm like, wow, that's a lot just to be ordering from your phone, you know?
I might have heard it differently, but this morning they said it was over $6.5 billion sold yesterday. Now, out of us four, did anybody do any shopping online for Christmas?
Yes.
You did?
Hey, there's a handful of things I bought off Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got a good deal because it was the cyber...
I feel like it was a good deal, but by the same token, it was just easier. You just having it delivered to the house. So.
Oh, yeah, it is, for sure.
Because it's gifts for the little one, and so I know what's coming in, so I don't, you know, it makes it super easier for me to wrap just a box.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't know about you guys, but my wife handles all the gifts.
Yeah,
like almost every single gift, and I think that's like that in most households that like married or long term relationships. Did you guys ever handle the gifts for the kids or anything?
Not one. My responsibility was buying my wife a gift.
Yeah,
that's my responsibility. Is buying stuff for my wife. Outside of that, she takes care of everything. She knows. She listens.
Yes.
She's better at life than I am. By the way, by a million better at life than I am. So for her to take care of all that other stuff, I know everybody's going to be happy. She pays attention to what people want. And
women are good, man.
Oh my God, dude, mine's a machine. I don't even know what I do.
I've got all those qualities, so I do it.
Yeah,
I get a kick out of doing the gifts for the.
I do too. Yeah. For my kids, and then for my mom and dad, and so I do all that.
Not
stuff.
Good at it.
I can't find out what they want.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. My wife is really, really good and writes things down and has lists and is able to know the deal on this one. And I'm literally like, I mean, I know what kind of some people want, but. Why are women, I feel, so much better? The majority of women, you know, there's the outliers like Russ that enjoy doing the stuff, but there is it the details?
It's paying attention to the details.
Details.
I learned that early in relationships, and so I pride myself on being a very accomplished gift giver.
Nice.
And so I'm pretty good at...
I know your wife tells me all the time she loves
when I'm in relationships during the holidays, they're very happy.
Your cup tells me you're great at it.
But with the kid, I mean, I get a kick out of it, going through the Toyland parts of the stores and everything and just kind of listening and paying attention to what she's doing.
You know,
the Target catalog came out. Yeah. And I had fun sitting down with her.
I'm good with the kids.
Yeah.
That's my deal. She'll just say, hey, you know, pick out the toys with the kids. I'm good with that part, but the whole thoughtful, caring gifts, not so good.
Well, here's the thing. You have other things you excel at. I mean, when it comes to it's one of the love languages, you
yeah,
know?
That's
so
true.
For me, it's one of the love languages. I'm listening to you. Let me show you I love you, but I'll get something you mentioned to show you I love
Ironically,
you.
Ironically,
that's me, yeah.
My love language is gifts. I like little gifts, but I'm not
You're just
good.
Bad at it, huh?
I guess I'm just bad at it. I mean, I do buy gifts throughout the year. Like, I bought my wife something expensive, like, for, a nice gift, like, last month or something like that. It was a purse.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting here going, like, damn, man, that should have been the Christmas gift.
Yeah,
right. Hey, Jimmy, yesterday you mentioned something, which kind of ties into this Cyber Monday and, angel ordering stuff from Amazon. A lot of us do that now, you know, and they deliver the box and they put it on your front doorstep and then people are stealing those boxes.
Porch pirates.
And you mentioned, you know, the idea of maybe when you thought there'd be some sort of a box that you could drop.
Like at your house.
Drop it on. I heard a commercial for something yesterday that's kind of trying to solve the problem in a different way. And it's a camera you put at your door and it's motion detector, right? So as soon as
Lewis was telling us about that yesterday,
as soon as they deliver it, then your phone, bam, you see that it's there now, and you can run home and get it right away. Or if someone else comes and takes it, they're caught on camera. And I forget the name of the company, but
there are a number of products out there. You know, Carlos and I both endorse security companies. I know that I think that his does the same. Safe Touch has the camera, the surveillance camera, where not only can you see, but you can voice. You can talk to them.
Yeah.
So if somebody's on your front porch or in your area and you don't know them, it sends you a reaction, opens the camera up immediately. So you don't even have to hit anything. It just opens up on your screen.
Yeah.
And you see that person, like, and you can say, hey, look, I don't know who you are, but you got to get out of here. The cops are on the way.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I see you type thing. In other words, I have an identity of you. I see you. And it's being recorded.
I wonder when it comes to monetary amount, I wonder how much is stolen every year,
wow.
You know, off the front porch of someone with because obviously a lot more people now are purchasing online and it's being delivered to the doorstep.
Yeah, and a lot of people now are starting to change that up and have it delivered to their workplace.
That's what's
because, I mean, it's just the easy. I mean, again, if you're not home for 8 hours and you're having a laptop delivered, you don't want a lap. For one thing, we live in Florida. The weather can change every 5 seconds. You don't want it out there in the rain. But they deliver that to the place. But the thing I was talking about, I think still has value.
See, I kind of have thought about being a vagabond, a recluse, a lunatic, a criminal.
And doing what?
And stealing things from roller coaster ride cubbies. And
go
straight to strip club. Like, all these bad things. Like, there's that 1% of me that I'm like, man, if I turn that way, I could get Amazon. I just walk in a suburban neighborhood, put on a freaking Donald Trump Halloween mask, and grab some. They'd never catch me. I'd be too smart for it.
That's true.
Or not. The first doorbell, it's like my face right in the camera.
Are there some items that you just don't feel right getting online? And I did go yesterday and looked, and I looked for the cigars, you know, we talked about that, and I want to be able to go into the store and hold them and feel them and go, okay, dad'll like these.
Yeah.
For some reason online, I didn't feel right getting cigars.
You got that that website yesterday. People were sending it on the texting service, like internationalcigars or something like that.com.
That's where
and
I
it
went.
Goes, well, you can save a lot of money. Well, a lot's all relative.
Yeah.
Is it worth, is a lot $6,
yeah.
$8, $10 to keep me from driving over, picking up the bundle I like, talking to the old guy at the cigar store? That has value as well, in my opinion. I'm with you on that.
I agree. I like it to look nice when I give him, you know, his cigars. It looks like a big bundle. I don't know what I'm going to get if I do it online. So I didn't do that online. But another thing too that happened the other day when I went to Target. Will you guys go through the self checkout?
Yeah, Target.
Are you kidding?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
It's a bigger deal if I don't go through it.
Oh really?
No, man. If I don't have to deal with anybody and I can just scan myself and get out, that's what I'm all about.
It all depends if I'm going solo. If I'm by myself and I'm in a hurry, sure. But here's one of the neat things that they do. If you're with your little one, they always give them the sticker and all that kind of thing, and kids get a kick out of that kind of stuff, and they like, you know, that interaction. So
they had a girl at Target going, "Hey, self checkout right here, self checkout right here," and I'm like, you know what?
Do you really not use self checkout?
I'd rather have someone help me, because every time I've ever done it, it always screws up and you gotta wait for someone to come over. So I'd rather someone help me, a customer service, let me talk to the cashier.
Is it 2007? Because like literally they've been around for so long.
I don't like them.
It's
I've done it, I just don't like it.
Wow.
I want to talk to the cash out, the checkout lady, and how you doing? And
I'll tell you one industry that we were trained to do this, and it was in banking. Banks were notorious, and this was probably 5-7 years ago.
Notorious.
They would on payday weekends, on Fridays and everything, they would schedule less tellers, and they would put us in the lobbies and direct people to the bank of ATMs to do your deposits, to do your withdrawals, to do all that kind of thing.
I had that.
I had to do that for Wells Fargo
the other day.
And I had a ton of peepaws like you that just hated it.
I like to talk to somebody.
I don't know. What's this scanning machine going to do? Is this going to take a picture of me? Because I don't like pewter.
The other day, I had the choice of going through the line where you can just put it in the tube and send it up, or go to the line where I can actually talk to the lady.
Oh my God, you need
I like to talk to the lady. I got a dum dum.
Oh my God.
She gave me two dum dums.
She's like, all right, we're going to need double dum-dums for this one.
I don't know. I just rather talk to people.
I every now and then, I can't remember the last time I went through a bank with the teller. It's always through the ATM.
Really?
Always.
I could have gone ATM. I've done it before, but I like to talk to the teller. Hi, how you doing?
On my phone, take the picture of the check, put it on my phone.
It took me a while to warm up to that one.
That one's sketchy. I'm a little weird because I take the picture and then I have the check and I'm like, but this check is still here.
And they tell you, hold on to this check for at least 30 days. And I'm like, now I got to pay attention to the damn check and you.
Dude, wife's been doing that for since the day they announced that you can deposit a check without going to the bank. My old lady's like, click, I'll do it in traffic.
Yeah.
And makes a deposit. She does not give a damn. She likes it fast.
I think if I give it to the lady, she'll run it into the vault and put it in. This Russ's. Put that in there for Russ.
27 right, 62 left. And there we go. No, I always go self-checkout. I'm trying to do everything as efficient as possible, dude.
Yeah.
You know, just like with everything.
I got time.
You got a little time.
I got to talk to the lady in the checkout line.
Honestly, a lot of the groceries we get, we're not even going to the store anymore. You pull up the one giant box store and they bring it on out and they put it in your car and there's no tip and there's no fee and you're out the door.
Now, that's the thing I'm probably not going to be able to do just simply because I love going to the grocery store.
Yeah, I don't.
I like
it
too.
It's like one of those things. I do like going to the grocery store. Like if I never had to go to Walmart or Target or Walgreens anymore the remainder of my life, I'd be cool. But if you block me from going to the grocery store, it'd bum me out.
Really? Will you only go to Publix, or do you go to Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, Publix. I mean, I'll go to a lot of them. I mean, I've even gone to Aldi before because they
that's good.
Because Aldi actually has their produce section, I believe, is mostly organic now.
It's all organic.
Yeah. So I mean, you get really good veggies there, and I mean, you don't have to pay all that money. I mean, Whole Foods is reasonable now.
I like it.
Aldi is the Trader Joe's of Europe.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what it's kind of considered. Because I think I think they both started together. One of those guys, Trader Joe's or another big grocery chain, they were together. And then one split off and started Aldi. And then the other one did Trader Joe's, I believe. I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, here it's the Junkyard Joe's of Kissimmee.
But Aldi's, I mean, they went.
No, they turned it up, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're slammed. I mean, you can't get near that place. But you have to buy your own bags there or something, right?
That's
the thing. It's a little weird. But when you look at it, it's so funny. Humans will be like, I don't know, dude. That's 40 more cents.
Yeah. But do you guys, I try and not get the plastic bags. I always go paper. Always go paper. Those plastic bags end up in lakes. Those plastic bags are banned.
No, they end up in my little bin and they stay there.
Do you take them to the grocery store and
recycle
them? Shove them all in?
No, I use them as garbage cans at some point.
Dog poop now.
Yeah,
right?
Good for dog poop.
But the specific green bags for dog poop, those are biodegradable. They've designed that. The ones that you use at the grocery store. Look at you. See, you don't care about Mother Earth.
I'll be dead by the time Mother Earth is.
There you go. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters.
What about our kids, Russ?
Oh, you know what? They've got about 100 years for that.
Right. Wow, everything is 100 years. When's that flying car happening? 100 years.
100 years. What everything's 100 years away.
Worry about it. Fixes your
and
ulcers.
You didn't vote for old. I'd do it.
Yeah.
That was close.
It's 2 for 2 this week.
I know.
I dropped the F bomb yesterday.
That first one was way too close, dude. And then you overcorrected and it brought more attention to it.
I dropped a hard F bomb yesterday.
That's the hardest I heard in a while. Do you guys bring in your bags? You bring in your plastic bags, like do you not the ones that they give to the store?
I decided I was going to try to do the right thing, and I bought the bags from Whole Foods. I'm like, okay, I'll remember to bring
the
these
canvas ones
and be able to
forget it.
I forget them every time.
Every time I forget it.
Here's the best part. I don't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Here's the best. but my company, Primetime Kitchen, has them to give away.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
really?
I've got a...
How do you not have a couple of those stuck in the truck?
Well, we're actually getting more of them printed now for 2018, among some other stuff. But, I mean, like, they're easy and cheap to order. I swear to God, you can order them for like a dollar a piece or whatever.
Yeah.
And we ordered a bunch of them to give away at that Second Harvest gig we cooked for. But, man, that's something I should do because I hate those bags more than anything.
That was a question I was going to ask you. Primetime Kitchen, I got to ask you a question. Okay, so I know if you are an expert when it comes to wine, you're called a what?
Sommelier.
Okay, and if you're an expert when it comes to food or whatever, they got a certain name. Is there a name for a person who's an expert for cheese? And the reason I ask that question is, I believe that Publix and I believe that Whole Foods are having a cheese off right now because they have a special guy at Publix now who only handles the fancy cheeses, and that's his job. And then over at Whole Foods, they got a special person, and they're
monger.
It's a cheesemonger. That's exactly what it is.
Is it cheesemonger?
Yeah, cheesemonger.
I thought it was fishmonger.
A fishmonger. There's fishmonger as well, but there's also a cheesemonger. Matter of fact, there's a group of women in Orlando. They call themselves the Tasty Trio.
I thought it was the Cheesy Bitches.
No.
They should change their name.
They should change their name to the Cheesy Bitches.
Really. What are they called?
They do chocolate, cheese, and wine. Uh-huh. And it's Jill Ramsey over from Quantum Leap. And it's Tana Corrente, who we know, and Lisa Wilk.
Yeah.
They're the Tasty Trio. And they actually go and do pairings with wine and cheese and chocolate, which you would not think works. We had them on the show. Amazing that it all works together. It really does. It's a totally different flavor palette altogether, but they're mongers.
I've been into the cheese thing for the past month or so, and
you gotta step it out there, man. Get some of those great hard cheeses.
Ooh.
Oh, the best ever. But I think Whole Foods is winning that battle by a million right now.
But
Patty's also does well.
Okay, so the technical term, though, is, and this is what, according to the French government, a cheese expert is called an affineur.
Ooh. I don't know.
A-F-F-I-N-E-U-R.
The texting service
who selects the ages of the cheeses.
Texting service is called, says they're actually called, if I looked here, Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz. I'm going to go to Publix. I'm going to ask that guy, is he the Cheese Whiz?
Are you a Cheese Whiz?
He's going to throw a disc of cheese at you.
Never heard of that one, buddy.
This guy will sit and tell you everything about all the cheese, where it's made. I can tell you what, though, you pair it with wine. I know you don't drink anything.
Pair
with wine, like some good Swiss cheese with the right wine.
I'm sure it tastes really good.
It is really good.
And I actually never had wine with cheese, so.
No?
Oh, yeah. It's if you get it paired up right, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like cheese.
But you go to Petty's. They have that all the time, by the way. They have the wine, the sommelier back in the back.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. They have cheeses at Petty's?
Oh, my God, dude. They have some of the best imported cheese in the city.
Oh.
It's a small area, but they do get really, really good high-quality cheese.
When I'm in there, I'm just looking for meat, so I never thought about cheese.
Why I bring that up, because, I mean, that one section that's over there behind the sundries, right, where they do they make all their spreads and stuff, that little area where the wine is, they always have something out there where you can pair it up and try it, see what flavors you like.
Ooh.
They also get really good wine that you can't find in stores and stuff, because if you'll notice, a lot of the distributors, like Whole Foods, Publix, Winn-Dixie, whatever, they carry a lot of the same wines. Because those are the only ones you can get. But you go to places like Petty's and other places like that, you can get bottles that you can't find in the store.
Here's the thing, though, man. You can't go wrong. At Publix, there's always 2-for-1 wine. I mean, they always got 2-for-1, and I don't care what kind of wine it is. I'm like, I'll take 2 of them. That sounds good.
Yeah, the good stuff's never 2-for-1, though.
No, but
you can find a discount bottle, really, but it's occasionally you can find a bottle of Pinot that's like $25. Usually you can get it for like $17. But, I mean, they don't go crazy. They ain't no half price at Publix.
Oh, no, it's Ménage à Trois, 2-for-1, you know. That stuff, you know.
Yeah. It should be 5-for-1. It's horrible.
But depending on how quickly some people drink it, it might as well just, you know.
Yeah, that's bingo wine, dude.
It's not that bad. No, 14 hands is pretty good. You know, 2-for-1. There you go. What's the other one? Cake. What's it called? A cupcake or whatever?
A cake seller? That's a good one. A cupcake is the other one you're talking about, right?
Cupcake. Yeah. You can get 2-for-1 with that. And then these brands you've never heard of, you know, and I'm like, it's red wine, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be drink real quick. You know, my mom will usually put ice on it, whatever it is. So it doesn't really matter. It's like, you know, 2-for-1.
Nothing like taking this handcrafted wine and watering it down.
Oh, yeah.
Red wine even?
Any red wine, my mom and my dad, we want ice in it. They got to have ice in it.
Well, red one does make your tummy a little hot.
You might as well just make them sangrias, dude.
That right, yeah.
That's what I got for Thanksgiving. I got mom sangria.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, well, that's good wine. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it is.
It's like 62
you,
wines.
I love you, mom. Yes, it's great wine. Sangria.
That's cute.
It's a good week, though.
Right. So cheese mong. Okay, who's the lady? There's a lady that I met a long time ago, and she has a cheese place where you do tasting, and that's, and you're going to have her
that's
on your
Tonda Corinta. Yeah. She's at East End Market.
Yes.
She's got a little place up there, and they do she has a farm feta.
That place is cool, man. Mm-hmm. I like East End Market.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm telling you guys.
There's a leather shop in there that I need to get into because the guy does all his own work in there, freehand.
And dude listens to the show. He's a really super cool guy.
I got to get in there, man, because he's that.
Hand stamp belts and stuff like that.
Yeah, if
you're
looking at ladies or guys, if you're looking for a cool place for gifts for guy kind of guy-centric stuff, they've got classes where you can make your own cologne.
Yeah.
Oh.
They've done classes where he does the real cool popular wallets now, the like, single pocket wallet kind of thing. He does belts and everything. And
soap,
it's
a little shaving area.
Yeah, and it's local. You know, everything that's in there is made locally and everything. It's real cool. I gotta get in there, man.
Dude, I'm telling you right now that there's a bakery in there called Gideon's.
Yeah.
Gideon's cookies. Are you ready? There is a network of people. This is a true story, by the way. This place is so popular. There's a network of people that when they get to the cookie store to get cookies, they actually text out whether or not there's any left.
Oh, really?
There is a line waiting every single weekend out the door to get one of his cookies, and he's the sweetest guy you ever met in your life. By the way, when you walk in, also on the left there's a tap. The company's called Ford & Co. owned by royalty, culinary royalty in Orlando, Emily Rankin, and it's some of the best. You'll never have a better banh mi sandwich in your life than there. And I mean, it that whole place is.
What are the cookies like? I mean, chocolate chip. I'm wondering.
I know they're.
You got loads.
Pistachio chocolate chip is my favorite ever because there's a lot of salt content in there, which also breaks up all the sweetness. And people don't understand when you're eating a lot of sweet like that, you need salt to break it up. They're amazing. And I mean, three cookies cost just like $12.
Damn.
And they should cost you $30.
Wow.
If you want to win something from the Pies Pinata, you might want to guess one of the six things you knew we'd talk about. I wrote down six stories this morning when I woke up at like 4. They're like, okay, you got to talk about this. If you can guess one of those things, we'll give you a prize when we come back. So you might want to get on the line. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
This is totally normal, honest.
Real Radio 104.1.
From the Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1.
It's 8 o'clock and you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos here today. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, let me save you a little time. Though you might have already seen, okay, I know you like scary movies. Okay, so yesterday I did two scary movies.
I didn't know there were any out.
These were on was on Amazon. So okay, between the two, which one was terrible and one was not too bad?
Okay.
You guess which one you think was terrible, which one was not too bad? Amityville: The Awakening, and then Annabelle 2.
Well, I know that Annabelle 2 was a pretty good movie because I saw it, and I can't imagine that Amityville: The Awakening was worth a damn at all.
Oh my God!
Yeah, the other way around.
Totally opposite way around. I thought Annabelle 2 was terrible. I got bored halfway through. The Amityville though, the Amityville one had what was the girl's name from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Phoebe Cates?
No,
Jennifer Jason
Lee. She was in that one.
Yeah.
And a couple other people you recognize or whatever. And it actually wasn't so bad. Had a kind of a neat little twist to it and all that kind of stuff. But that one I didn't even know was out. Like, I don't remember even seeing that it was.
Yeah, me either.
I think it went straight to.
Whatever. Straight to Amazon?
Straight to Amazon. Yeah,
it's not straight to video anymore, huh? Straight to Amazon? Is it straight to Netflix now? Is that now the term? If it's bad? That's a good question, right?
Straight to streaming.
Straight to streaming.
Yeah. I mean, it's all so jumbled up now.
There's no video. Know? But remember how it used to be? If it was the movie was bad, it was straight to video.
Straight to video.
But they have to do that different now because there isn't. Well, I guess video still could be
DVDs.
Yeah, yeah. Straight to DVD.
Because like DVD day at certain box stores is still a big deal. They'll put them up when they release the Blu-ray. You know.
Yeah, but so you like Annabelle too?
I still buy a DVD.
I guess I didn't see Annabelle 1, so I wasn't invested.
Yeah, maybe you didn't get the lead in.
Maybe that's what it was.
Gotta be careful. Those plot lines get pretty deep.
That's
when
true.
It comes to the haunted dolls.
407-916-1041. All right, we'll do the six things that you knew we talk about. That's the six stories that you think I woke up and said, okay, got to talk about that. And I think people do forget. You're trying to think like me for a minute or two, which is difficult sometimes, I think. Yes, Angel.
Just real quick, I wanted to recap the tickets that we have. We still have tickets for the show at
Trans-Siberian.
Trans-Siberian, and then we also have a pair of tickets to the AutoNation Cure Bowl.
Okay, very
and
good.
And those are that's December 16th.
All right, 407-916-1041. Mark, you're on Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. I guess my guess would be I saw something about Donald Trump was meeting with the Navajo tribe and he used the Pocahontas reference again.
Yeah, okay, so once again, you're going to think like me. If you've listened for some time, you know I stay away from all that stuff because people are so crazy stupid when it comes to Donald Trump. To me, that was embarrassing, horrible, stupid as hell. But if I say that, then half the Donald Trump people will start texting how much they hate me if I say that. So I usually stay away from Donald Trump because I'm just sick and tired of talking about it. But man, what an embarrassing crappy thing to do when you're giving these guys an award and you're thanking them for their service to the country, and then you use that as a platform to cut somebody else down. Just what an embarrassing president. But that's just what I think.
It's par for the course, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a cold, callous, insensitive, horrible human
but
being.
If I say that, then half the people will start texting how much they hate
really.
My guts.
Like, honestly, since we first started with Donald Trump and the whole thing, the texting service used to blow up, but it's definitely died down, and it's because of his own actions. It's not us. We're not, you know, swaying anybody.
I've never seen any person less self-aware.
Yeah. I mean, how embarrassing was that? I mean, here you're trying to give these guys an award for something, you know, they helped, you know, I guess what are they called again? The silent, or
code talkers.
Code talkers,
yeah,
right?
It was the wind talkers back in the day, right? The movie wind talkers.
And what they did during the war. But yeah, I think code was somewhere because I was reading up on it, but.
Basically, they were using that Navajo language to communicate because the Germans. Actually, anybody that was, you know, all the axis of evil that could not figure it out.
Why would you use that time to cut down somebody else, not even in the room, say Pocahontas, which is disrespectful. It's like,
yeah, it's a girl who got raped and kidnapped. And I mean, it's disgusting on
like,
so many levels.
That's just such a bad, I mean, like, if you can't agree that that's bad form. I mean, if he was Ric Flair, okay, that's fine. He's Ric Flair. He's a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be the president of the United States. That's a bad time to do it.
What's weird about it is, if that was, I was thinking about that this morning because I'm watching CNN. I'm just waiting for all those guys to collectively all take each other out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just overwhelming how much, like, the entire show is just basically on what happened last night or whatever. But if you're a CEO and during a press conference announcing some new business move, you said something like that. That could kill a deal. I mean, that type of language could stop a massive deal from going through because of how unbelievably insensitive it is to the founders of this nation. Really,
it's
just
sure.
kind of, and by the way, who were slaughtered. So it's just one of those things that's just unbelievably inconsiderate and just really kind of numb to reality, I think, maybe.
I mean, I wouldn't even respect him as a person, but then now the president's even worse.
I talked to a lot of my friends who are Trump voters, and you might imagine that. A lot of them are Trump voters, and I always just ask them the same thing. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent, would you do business with him?
Yeah.
You know, a number of my friends are very successful, and they have you know, giant businesses, and you talk to them, you're like, would you do business with a guy? You know, just knowing what you know, and you voted for him now, I mean, would you do business with him?
Yeah,
and that's a tough question for those guys because then they look at you and like, well, I'm, you know, well, yeah. You know, I mean, would you invest money with this guy? Would you trust this guy? Like, if everybody had to go in even, with a business that guy was running, would you put in your $100,000?
I wouldn't even shake his hand. I would not even shake his hand. Like, that's how low this guy is to me. Like, it's just, it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's just a human being thing that, ugh, in front of a portrait of Andrew Jackson.
Oh, I know. And Andrew Jackson's the one to start the trail of tears.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's insane. It's just where we're at right now is absolutely insane.
But if you're doing the six things you talk about, you would have to know. Normally, I don't bring that up.
Yeah. still the president of the United States, still voted in by a majority of the country.
And that's
and,
sad.
I will look at him and be like, okay, got to respect the office. That's how it is.
He doesn't,
that's
though, Jimmy. You know that. He doesn't respect the office.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Clinton didn't respect the office either. Neither did Kennedy. A lot of these guys did not and have disrespect the office. Nixon did not respect the office. But you still have to look at him. They're your elected leader, and I'm an American, and that's how you do it. There are a lot of things that a lot of presidents in the past have been incomplete. You can question whether or not Donald Trump did bad stuff with the chicks, and you listen to the stuff he did and the groping and the grabbing by the pee stuff, but we know for a fact that Bill Clinton was a straight-up predator. Did you see the release yesterday from Yahoo? That people in the White House said that they would not bend over or come around Bill Clinton with their ass facing him because he was such a grab ass.
Right.
It was so commonly known that he was basically a predator of women. That's an equally as embarrassing to me. Not to mention he lied to the country on national television.
Oh, no.
It's all one of those things where you look at it, he's way more polished socially. There's no question.
Right.
But behind the scenes, he's just as devious and bad.
Yeah, I think putting them on the same level is a bit of a stretch, but I understand what you're saying, and I'm not like a Clinton, like, I love Clinton. I've never been that guy, and I think to compare him it's not really fair. It's not fair.
I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I
guess you can compare
just
all presidents with other presidents.
Just because he looks good on the surface, and you can say he was great, and he talks great, and he's very charming, that does not make a difference, because behind the scenes, he's just as bad. I'd almost rather see it up front and know what the guy is than know that when he slips behind a door that anybody in the room's, if you have an ass and some boobs, you're done.
Why do we do this, though, in the sense of, okay, so Clinton's already gone.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton lost.
Right.
Like, we're talking about the guy in office right now.
100%.
All right, so what's the point in bringing up all this other stuff?
It's in order to deflect.
It's a false equation. Yeah. It's a false narrative. There's nothing we can do about that.
It has nothing to do with the way I feel about this particular president right now.
We're talking about right now, this moment. 100%.
This guy's
embarrassing. So then what's the point?
Well, the point is that when you hear people talking about Donald Trump and how unbelievably disgusting he is, those people weren't the people standing up and saying that back in the day when Clinton was doing this, that it was an issue. But the problem is because there's not an even balance when it comes to the deflections.
Jimmy, but there's no one stood up during the time of Clinton. There was only a handful of people, and no one paid attention to those people that were standing up.
I mean,
we are dealing with the people that are right in front of us right now.
Yeah. Completely understand.
So for Yahoo, for anyone to bring all these things up, it's so that we don't talk about the guy right now.
Yeah, I don't know that. Is there a real lack of people talking about Trump?
No, what
there's
I'm
not
saying,
a lack. By the way, there's not a lack of it. There's no lack of people slamming Donald Trump.
So what's the point in deflecting and talking about this guy? Because there's nothing we can do about that guy.
Well, then what's the Trump of slamming? What's the point in slamming him then?
Slamming who?
Trump. I mean,
because what Trump did yesterday.
I understand, but
that's a news story. Unfortunately, it sucks.
Yes, it does.
I hate to talk about that. I'd rather talk about whether this tax plan is going to be good for us.
Yeah, that's what you should be talking about.
I'd rather talk about health care. I'd rather talk about the things that I am worried about. His social faux pas, I could give an F, but that's what we have to talk about.
Completely understood, and I agree with that 100%. But what happens is when you get deflections of what he said about everybody understands this guy's an oaf.
He does these things on purpose in order to deflect.
I don't know if he does or not. I just think this is how he rolls. Yeah. I mean, you got to remember, way before Donald Trump was president, I've told you guys a story about an article was written by a guy when they went out to play golf with him, and they talked to him, for like 2 days. And then when the guy came away from meeting him, he genuinely could not believe that he was successful.
Yeah.
Could not understand how it happened because the guy was so unbelievably narcissistic that he couldn't understand how the guy could get out of his own way from banging himself to get anything done whatsoever. So, I mean, it's the same guy. You should not be surprised that he says anything like this. I mean, it's surprising. It's surprising that you're surprised, to be honest.
He hasn't changed at all.
What's funny is there are some people
he's 70 years old. What's he going
to
change for?
Love this guy, and they listen to him, and they love him, and they could not understand. If I say, listen, he embarrasses me, makes me feel embarrassed, you know, to have him as the president. And then the same person can go, no, my God, I'm so proud of this guy. He does everything the way, people look at things differently. So I'm not going to be mad at you if you love him. That's your business. I'm just letting you know how it makes me feel. And when I watch him say something like Pocahontas at some great event where you're supposed to be honoring these guys, it's embarrassing, man. That's not the kind of guy I would want representing me, but he is, so... You know, what are you going to do? So normally, though, this is not something we talk about.
Well, yeah. You can talk about it. Jesus Christ. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter listening to this right now. It's okay to hear a different point of view. And if you hate Trump or love Trump, it's okay. It's not. These words are not going to hurt you. You got a couple people texting in. Oh, how could you guys say that? But are you that sensitive that by hearing an opposing view, it makes you want to turn off a show or it makes you want to run away? I mean, I listened to several hosts that I know they think totally opposite from me.
Sure.
But I enjoy them because of some other points of views that they have. But this is a whole different thing. And I can see the comparisons with Clinton on the sexual harassment. But when it comes to, you know, the racist stuff, when it comes to the faux pas, when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to climate, when it comes to literally everything else.
I told Time Magazine not to make me man of the year again.
Yeah. I mean, Clinton lied once on TV. Trump lies every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
407-916-1041. Still more things that no one's actually got anything I was going to talk about, so we'll do that.
Remember, you got to think like Russ.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Hey, welcome out to the Monsters. Mornings on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. The six things you knew we're talking about. That's like you saw the story, like, oh, I bet you Russ brings that up. That looks like something Russ would bring up. Not something you know for a fact. I would ignore or not bring up. See if you can.
Just out of curiosity, Russ.
Yeah.
You're seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
Uh huh.
Is anyone even close?
Oh, yeah.
Is there? Okay.
I'm going to go to one that is for sure. Let's see here. What is that? There's Susan. You're on the radio 104.1. How you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. You want to guess one of the six things I wrote down that I want to talk about today?
I would love to. Yes. You want to talk about Prince Harry becoming engaged to a Yank.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. That's a good story. Let me put you on hold.
Good job, Susan.
You're a winner.
Hey, Susan.
I love this story for a bunch of different reasons. I love the fact that...
It's princes and princesses.
Princes.
It's royalty.
It's royalty. But here's the thing, man. This kid, Prince Harry, out of all the royalty people, the guy's a badass. This is the guy that said, I'm going to fight for my country, and... If I want to fly jets, I'll fly jets, and don't take me off the battlefield just because I'm a member of the royal family. And he even re-upped and did it a couple times.
Yeah.
And he started the Invictus Games, and I know several people that met him when they did the Invictus Games here in Orlando, down at the Aquatic Center.
Disney Wild World of Sports? He was out there, and most personable guy ever.
That's what people were saying, that this guy, he did not have Secret Service running around with him or whatever. He was walking around shaking people's hands. Hi, I'm Prince. Prince Harry.
He doesn't even introduce himself that way.
Yeah,
Harry. Call me Harry.
And talking to these, the Invictus Games is not just for military guys who heard from Britain. I mean, he was around talking.
Global.
Like, people that have been injured in war. Just a really good guy. And so he meets up with an American woman.
And a partier, by the way.
The Vegas story is what made me start rooting for that dude.
What was the Vegas story?
He was like naked as hell with a bunch of dudes in a room. Like, he was crazy.
They were getting wild, and he was just popping, hey, what's up? I'm naked, and I'm a prince.
Yeah. I do it, too.
He was like standing on top of casinos.
Look at the royal wiener.
That's badass, man. And so he meets this girl who's an American. Now, first off, you don't think of an American woman being, married into the royal family. I don't know that it's ever happened before.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, because so I think what helps him in his scenario is, and I learned this, because of our local royal.
Yeah.
He's fifth away from the.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
Yeah, being the king.
So he got no chance.
So he's the guy that gets to play up on all these things. And it's neat to see a guy taking advantage of all.
King Ralph, but without the fat and
the jowls
and the
he's a pretty good looking dude,
Oh, he's very good looking. They say the rumor is that the Prince Charles isn't the real dad.
Oh, really?
Oh, you guys never heard that?
No,
no,
heard
they,
heard
no they got Diane's looks. That's why.
Yeah, well, I'd Diana's, heard that it's the other guy that she had been with. Oh, I wish we had a rumor mill here.
He has the hair of the heat miser. I know that.
They put the pictures up side by side of like the guy that she supposedly cheated with, and he looks exactly like the guy. Exactly. And then,
guy that was in the accident with her?
No,
it was the guy who owns Harrods or whatever.
Right? I forgot who it was, but then the other prince, the Kate Middleton prince, what's his name? Prince
Charles.
Charles. You got no. The younger one that just had is about to have another kid.
There's Harry.
Harry.
And there's Charles.
Philip. Is it Philip?
No, Philip is the uncle.
Charles is the main one that was married to Princess
Di. But his first son is Charles.
Harry's the redhead and the other one's Charles.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. He looks just like his dad.
Prince William. I'm sorry.
Prince William. There you go. Mary-Kate and Ashley. I forgot that part. Prince William. He looks like Prince Charles. But the other dude does not. And I bet you on the internet there's a ton of comparisons.
Yeah, Prince Harry is much better looking than Prince Wayne. Yeah.
He's like Ed Sheeran, but like on roids.
So he meets up with this Meghan Merkel is her name.
Now, my God. She looks just like that dude.
She's on some TV show that I never even heard of before.
Dude, I just saw this tweet that she was a deal or no deal case girl.
Wow.
A deal or no deal case. No hating on the deal or no deal case girl.
And she's a beautiful girl.
Beautiful, but now she's a prince.
But now she's
a princess.
She goes from being on a TV show that most people don't even know what it is. I can't even tell you the name of it. Now worldwide, everyone's going to know her.
No, she was on Fringe.
What's
Fringe was a crazy popular show, dude.
Was that on Fox?
That was Fox. Yeah.
Yeah, but what is the show now that she's because he even
the show now is it's called, I think it's called Worth $4
Billion. Yeah.
And Waiting to Be Rich as Balls. Oh, wait a minute. Already Rich as Balls?
He even said, like, I'd never seen the TV show, and it was a blind date. Someone set him up with a blind date. So if you're Prince Harry, you know, people set you up on blind dates.
No, if you're Merkel, how did you have access to the prince that she was an option?
Yeah, somebody set it up, and
she's got some, what blood is she? Because
she's mixed.
She's part Latino or something, right?
No. She's got a white father, black mom.
Is it black mom?
Okay. Yeah, African-American.
In Great Britain, that's like a big deal right now. Some people are freaking out.
She's gorgeous.
She's a beautiful woman.
A beautiful girl. She looked very exotic.
Yeah, yeah. But people in
their kids are going to look weird. A bunch of Blake Griffins.
Stop. he's getting. You know the other reason he's getting a ton of heat?
Here comes your little Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
The other reason he's getting a ton of heat.
Why?
She's a divorcee.
Oh, yeah.
She's been divorced before. And she's 3 years older than him.
The show's called
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was, but
older women rock.
Show's called Suits.
It's Suits. That's the show.
That's why she put it on him, and the dude's like changed his life.
But if you would have said, you know, years ago to the queen or whatever, look, yeah, Prince Harry going to marry a woman 3 years older. She's
biracial.
What is it called? Mulatto?
That's derogatory.
Oh, is that bad now?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that. I didn't mean it. Just saying whatever. Been divorced. You know, an American. Nobody would have believed it.
Yeah, but
why is Mulatto bad?
All he has to do is show her this picture of her in this bathing suit, and then she'll understand everything.
I don't know. I don't know why Mulatto.
Why is Mulatto bad?
I don't know.
I didn't mean it bad.
Can we get to the bottom of Mulatto?
Yeah, I don't think only it's bad.
That's the deal. Yeah, because I like the term. It's a very sexy word.
It doesn't even sound
Mulatto.
Mulatto.
I am Mulatto.
Right.
You know, like, is it bad? Am I just getting in trouble as
thanks to 23andMe. I know I'm a little Mulatto.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that commercial?
You're the smallest of Mulattos.
Did you see that commercial?
Which one?
That 23andMe, which I really want to do. Really want to do it. But the guy's like, my Thanksgivings used to be very lonely. And then it shows him opening the door. It's like, but now I have more family.
Oh,
and then
right.
It cuts to the person walking in the door. It's like 22% related to da da da. And then his whole Thanksgiving table is filled with lovely relatives that he didn't have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, did that really ever happen?
Oh, I've got 1,500 relatives. I don't even know. I'm not calling them all, but that's what it does. But, they got engaged. So they're getting married next year. And this will be
the
biggest wedding of all.
Did you see The Rock?
I did see it. And
that's impressive.
And some of the diamonds, I guess he designed the whole thing himself. And some of the diamonds came from his mother's
personal collection.
I thought it was her wedding ring.
No, it's her personal collection.
No, because the mom's ring is on
Kate.
William, Kate.
And by the way, Blogging Molly's texting me right now going, you guys are killing me because we are so knowledgeable about the royal family.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, we got to open the seat with a mic right there.
Yeah, she can go.
Yeah.
Tony, why don't you get
she's
in
not here?
Here
yet.
Oh, she's not here yet. Okay.
You got to get here.
All right, to 407-916-1041. You're listening to The Mantra of the Morning.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Real.
Hey, welcome back to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. Elixir's going to bring us some food, guys.
Yes!
Yummy! So we got wings coming, we got burgers, we got fish tacos.
Yep, if I have to.
Coming on its way.
One of the reasons why they're doing this is just to give you a heads up. It's the pre-sale for the tickets to Earth Day Birthday.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get around paying service fees, go to Elixir, downtown Orlando,
yep.
And you buy them directly there at the location, and you can avoid extra service fees. They've announced the lineup for Earth Day Birthday 25, and it's going down April the 21st at the Central Florida Fairgrounds.
And do get a plate of those wings. Those garlic parm are insane, and the loaded tots are an absolute must there. Absolute great.
Well, apparently, we might have gotten one or two things wrong when it comes to talking about the royal family.
Not possible. Not
so,
us.
If we only had somebody was completely obsessed with the royal family and everything England.
Yeah.
Who's from there, actually.
Blog of Molly's here.
Hello, friends.
So, this is your wheelhouse.
I woke up yesterday to the most exciting news.
What?
The hot prince is getting married.
He's the hot one, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So what did we get wrong? Did we get anything wrong with this
Actually, let me rephrase that. Did we get anything right?
Uh-huh.
You got a lot of things right, but there's just little details that you might have missed.
Okay. What did we miss with this whole engagement?
He is fifth to the throne, soon to be sixth. She is American divorcee, older.
Hold on. Let's go back. He's fifth. How does he go back to six?
Their birth.
She's pregnant with a third baby.
Cadence, those are ahead because he's the firstborn.
Yes.
So all of his kids will go before Harry.
Yes.
Oh, no wonder Game of Thrones, they kill them all off.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
That's been happening for centuries like that.
Oh, no wonder.
They kill off the kids.
I understand the carnage.
Yes.
The firstborn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge plot point.
Yeah, if I was third in line, I'd be like, let's knock some of these little snotty-nosed kids off.
Back to the Bible, right?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, he's soon to be sixth in line, so he's never really going to be king.
Probably not.
Right. A lot of people don't want to be.
Now, is she a princess? Once they get married, is she princess?
I don't think she will be, because the rumor is they're going to be, they will be granted Duke and Duchess of Sussex, so I don't know if
she will. Who the hell wants Suffolk?
I'm the Duchess of Sussex. What's Sussex?
Yeah.
In England, it's broken up basically into counties.
Give me Liverpool.
They don't have states. Well, Liverpool's a city.
Well, whatever.
I lived in Suffolk County. Sussex is
New
somewhere
Jersey?
Else. No.
How do you spell Sussex?
S-U-S-S-E-X.
Sussex.
All I hear is fruit, 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 fruit.
It's fancy.
So she's the Duchess of Sussex.
Yes. And then.
Yeah, I knew her too.
Because William and Kate are the Duke and Duchess of Cambridgeshire.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that
operates. That's so ridiculous.
Okay. Yes. So now she is American. She is divorced before. She is.
And they might still be able to get married at Westminster Abbey, but now they're saying they want something small and intimate, and they might get married at the church on the Buckingham Palace.
But okay, her being biracial, all these different things, and she's also Jewish, is that what you're telling me?
No, I just found out that's not true.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Thank God.
So that's one thing.
Yeah, we got too much already.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, you're asking a lot for the queen biracial, but a biracial Jew on top of it? Come on, man.
The queen doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
In England, what are they talking? Do they like the fact he's going to marry an American who has all these other things?
I'm sure. I mean, we love everyone, right?
No, people. Yes.
You know what the biggest deal to her is, though?
What?
To this one sitting there? The biggest deal to her about all of this.
What,
because we know that she collects different things. So, what's the biggest thing to you? Why were you so giddy yesterday?
Can I guess?
You can guess.
Anniversary plate set?
Not a plate set, but you're close.
Little bells or something?
Not a bell.
What?
Action figures?
No.
Little spoons. Or spoons.
No.
Little collectible spoons.
Teacups. Bam.
I have one for Charles and Diana. I have one for Andy and Fergie. Uh-huh. I have one for William and Kate.
My humps?
Yes.
You know they broke up, by the way? Josh Duhamel and Fergie?
Yeah.
Divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I knew that.
Fergie.
And now I get one with Harry and Meghan.
What do you think the queen's worth? In other words, the fortune of the family coming down?
Probably $30 billion.
No, no, no. It's not even in the billions, which I found a little bit amazing.
Yeah, it's not as big as it's not as high as people think anymore. Yeah,
I mean, this is her personal wealth. I think the estate is worth a lot more, but she's worth $600 million.
Oh, wow, loser. Hey, so Boy Molly,
she makes it.
And your, I know you've got regular news and regular web, and then you've got your underweb stuff you do, like all the the rumors and all that.
Queen of the dark web, she is.
Any dark web news on these two?
Oh, yeah. The royal family really doesn't like her.
Oh.
I guess they do a lot of vacationing, and they have all these vacation estates all over the world, and he had asked to bring his girlfriend, and they said no. And they were hoping that this is just a quick little fling that he's going to have, and then he'll finally settle down with someone else. And so he turned around, and they got engaged.
Is it because she was American, or because she's biracial?
All of it, right? I think it's all of it.
It's a little bit everything. All of the above?
Yeah. One big old American pie we gave him.
Yes.
What are they going to learn? That they can't really do that, because, I mean, Charles was unhappy with Di from the day he married her. And then he wound up marrying that Walt Disney bad woman, Camilla Bowles, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks like
for Cruella de
Vil. Oh my God, man! I mean, just a nosy neighbor or a person you want to shoot.
Yeah, anybody named Deb.
So people are saying that she's Catholic. Is that a big deal for a Catholic woman to be married into the royal family?
I don't think they're Catholic, but I think because the one king,
the Protestant, right?
Yeah, or the Church of England.
The Church of England. Yeah.
There's a Church of England?
Yeah.
Yes. It's basically being Catholic, but you can get divorced.
It's Catholic light. You see, if I was Prince Harry, I would not be the prince, the real legitimate prince. You get all of the awesome things that come with being a prince.
That's why you're the Duke.
Exactly. Be the Duke. Be like, what's up, dude? Check this Duke out right here.
I'm the Duke.
Both of the sons are worth $40 million each, so I'm guessing just the way that the estate is distributed, that's what they're going to be worth until whenever. They'll probably never be worth less than that because that estate just keeps paying.
Yeah.
Like Charles, the older one, the father, he's worth $100 million.
Wow.
So you can see how that money comes online. But it's not like Meghan Markle hasn't made any money. She's worth $5
million. Wow.
You know? So, yeah. I mean, she's made dough.
Hell yeah.
And they're going to live in a little two-bedroom apartment on the palace grounds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're allowed to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's his own little area.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Why wouldn't he get a mansion or something?
I think they're going to move somewhere after, but right now they're shacking up.
And if you're a prince, you don't call it a mansion, you call it a palace, right?
Well, it is a palace.
You get a palace, yeah.
I wish that he would move into West Philadelphia and have a reverse
that'd be the greatest.
Fresh prince. And he's a British one in the hood, right?
Yeah. So I want him in Vegas for some reason.
Okay, Vegas.
Yeah.
So okay,
in West Philadelphia, going to there.
Do you know if Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle have they met up? Do they talk? Are they friends?
I'm sure they're friendly.
Ah,
oh no, they party. They all get down. But yeah, I understand. They got kids, and this is the bachelor couple, the younger brother that doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
So they're cool with each other, and they have. But you know.
And Princess Kate is pretty much on bed rest. She only comes out for very important things.
Why? What's wrong with her?
She's pregnant, and she has the morning sickness, real bad morning sickness that you are put on bed rest for.
Oh, yeah.
Got that royal seed, bro.
Will this wedding be bigger than the last wedding?
No. I don't think so. No, because if you look at the past, Princess Diana and William, their wedding was huge. But do you remember Andy and Fergie's?
Who could forget it? It was one of the most amazing nights of my life.
It was Fergalicious.
But Kate Middleton's was a big one.
That was a big one. That's what I'm comparing it to, is that Charles and Andy, they were brothers. And then so this is William and Harry and their brother. So his will be much smaller.
I think this one's going
to
be bigger.
Especially if it's at the smaller church where they don't want to make a big deal about
it. This queen doesn't like anybody. She didn't like, what's her face, did she?
No, she's not like Diana.
Diana, she didn't like the other one. She doesn't like the one that's Middleton. She didn't like her either, right? Because she wasn't the right class or whatever.
Well, yeah, because her parents were party store owners.
Yeah, dude, come on, man.
Hey, what's wrong with party store owners?
Yeah.
Ask the queen.
So what about the redhead?
Harry.
So his real kid, is that the real father or not? What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, that guy that's supposed to be the dad, the one that they claim, it is a striking resemblance.
And I think that's the one who truly broke Diana's heart.
Yeah.
He's the one who released the tapes of their phone calls.
Oh, God bless him.
Damn.
She had a very tragic life.
I have to tell you, I don't see Harry. I know it really is kind of sad when you see him. It's really sad. Basically, she knew going in that he really didn't love her. And if you look at the body language between the two of them, he was actually, I think, disgusted by her. Like, he didn't really, and she was a really attractive girl, and he was not an attractive man.
Who set that up?
He looked like his name should be Dobbs.
Yeah.
Like, at all times, like Dobbs.
Huh? And they got married.
She was 19. So who set that up? Why did they have to get married?
The families.
The family.
Yeah, because she was a duchess or something, right?
I thought she was the common.
I thought she was commoner.
Yeah, no. Diana was. I thought that she had some type of blood. Did she?
It was very. If it is, it was very, very little. It wasn't.
I thought she was the first one that did not have any.
Yeah, that was part of it.
She had no royal blood, and that's why the queen didn't like her.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But she's very picky, and I don't find this Harry guy. I don't think he's going to have a real big elaborate wedding. He doesn't strike me as a guy that likes all the pomp and circumstance. I think he's just a regular, normal guy, just happens to be a royal.
All right, so when did Diana get the title or the moniker Princess of Wales then? Was that after the marriage?
Yeah, I thought that was 92.
After.
Okay.
That's what I thought. I mean, the whole thing, she was...
Yeah, I thought that was a big deal that she wasn't...
When they got married, that's when I think they became Princess and Prince of Wales.
Diana's... All right, look, here we go. So Diana was born into the Spencer family, a family of British nobility with royal ancestry, and was the youngest daughter of John Spencer, Viscount Althorp, and Frances Roche. She grew up in the Park House, situated some estate close to there. Yeah. So she
her father was an earl.
Yeah, she did have
then,
lineage.
Then
yeah.
What was that's basically the only thing I knew about her, and I didn't even know that, obviously.
You have to understand, though, that if the queen sees a particular group of women, debutantes, whatever the case may be, and she says, well, you know, Lydia over here is the perfect match. You should,
right.
I mean, logically, you should choose Lydia. You know, her parents are this. You know, all the stuff adds up. But, of course, that doesn't really determine love.
Sure. Yeah.
Lydia's a bitch anyway.
Yeah. Stupid name.
Hey,
what? That's a cool name.
Breaking news, right here. Breaking news. It says Bigfoot sighted in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
A woman has claimed to have seen Bigfoot in western Nebraska. A Nebraska State Patrol says a Colorado woman reportedly saw the creature at least 8 foot tall on Saturday on the interstate. Interstate 80. It says near Brady, Nebraska. Her name was Robin Roberts, and she swears.
ESPN.
It says
what's she doing out there?
It says not that one, but she dropped off a friend and was traveling down the road and saw the legendary creature behind a deer fence.
Of course.
Called the police right away, and police went out, and they're still investigating. Troopers say that they were all over the area, could not locate the famed creature, but this woman is standing by her story, and she seems to be credible.
By the way, Fergie is the one that had the issues because she had no royal lineage.
Oh, there we go.
Well, because she was Fergalicious.
Yeah. Fergalicious, man. Fergalicious, man. Y'all think she's hot?
Fergie?
Yeah.
Never did.
Never did?
Never got it.
Fergie,
She's not married to Josh Duhamel hot. Because that dude is a baller.
They're first off, they're divorced. And second, I thought they looked good together.
I didn't say they didn't look good together, but I think he's better looking than... I think he can get a better... He does it for you?
You mean Black Eyed Peas Fergie, right?
Of course.
Yeah. She's hot.
Black Guy Peas is a video that I have in the house that I don't show a lot of people. It's
that's a horrible video.
That one's made in 73, Russ. A little grainy, but I have to tell you, it really pays off toward the end.
You guys seen that new Black Guy P video? It's awesome. Oh. Check it out. New Black Guy P's.
One time, it takes him 3.5 minutes.
Well, anything else we need to know, Black and Molly, about the royal family with this one?
I feel like I've had enough.
I think we've covered everything we need to cover. You came in like we had really messed it up. It sounds like we got pretty much everything right.
Well, yeah, because you were probably getting texts and people were correcting you.
No.
Actually, we did that off of the top of our heads.
We worked through it.
That's right.
The only text I saw over and over was, Carlos, that's why Scar tried to kill Simba for the royal stuff.
That's right.
You're right. That's it.
Thank you, guys. I did realize that. You know, I just hadn't thought about it that much.
That's why the Angel of Death went through, is it Jerusalem?
What?
When he went through the Angel of Death?
To kill the...
You had to put that lamb's blood above your door because he said, go out and kill the whole firstborn?
The firstborn son.
Because the new... You know, the new king has been born or whatever, so kill all of them so it can't threaten my throne.
Makes sense. Damn.
And that's why Indiana Jones closed his eyes when they opened the ark.
So see,
that's right.
Off the top of our dome, we got most all of this right, which goes to prove this next story I have, and believe it or not...
Is it Black Guy Peas?
No.
He's still going.
That guy will not stop.
That guy is amazing.
The most trusted source for news is obviously radio. It says here they've just done a recent poll, and that if you want to get your most trusted news, radio has came in number one, television's number two, social media far behind number three.
That's great news for us. We should be reveling in that. We really should be reveling in this news.
If you want to hear something right, you just got to listen to us, because as we just proved, off the top of our heads, we got all this royal stuff right. See, you came in and tried to correct this. You couldn't.
Russ, they're not going to take the time on television to work it all out the way we did.
Exactly.
Because the time's too valuable.
Radio is the most trusted news source in the country, according to a new survey. TV came in second place. Social media came in last. Yes, we are included. Matter of fact, we set the bar. Think about it. Think about it.
We do not set the odds.
We set it.
I mean, it's just where you said it, I guess, matters.
Like, we might not get it right the first time, but eventually we get it right. You know, so we're righter than everyone else.
We're righter.
Right?
Writer. Man, that's...
We're righer than...
So solid. Yeah, we interrupted an actual story to tell you about where Bigfoot was.
it's important news.
Apparently he's in Nebraska.
He's in Nebraska, and I've never heard of a Bigfoot sighting in Nebraska. I thought they were always like in Washington area. And a couple here in Florida, right?
No, that's swampy.
Would that be the biggest story ever if we caught a Bigfoot?
If they actually capture a Bigfoot.
I think it would be ever, because then it would bring everything into question.
Yeah.
Right? Aliens, that's the next step.
Dragons.
God, I wish there was dragons.
Right. There are dragons.
There
what
was a
mean?
New picture of the Loch Ness Monster a couple weeks ago.
We know that one's fake.
No.
The doctor said it.
A guy admitted
The guy who took the picture said it was fake.
This picture's very convincing.
Oh,
is that you on the dark web again?
Also, Jimmy, the guy, the very famous video of Bigfoot walking and he looks backward, fake. You know, that guy admitted that was fake too, right?
Yeah, fake. Faked it all. Fake.
Damn it.
Lots of fake out there. Yeah.
You know what? And that was on TV. You didn't hear about it on radio. See, no. You can trust radio.
But when In Search Of was
radio
doing it.
Radio is where the truth is. What?
When you have Leonard Nimoy narrating and that crazy early computer music that Stranger Things tries to rip off so much, and by the way, do a great job at it, that makes it seem more real. But it's fake as hell.
The first time I heard it, I remember they're saying experts studied this video, and there's no way that could be a man in a costume because of the way that the hair, you know, whatever. And they really had you believing that was Bigfoot.
Yeah, the gait of the walk was a big difference, and how he turned his head, because the way that the bodies of apes are shaped, he couldn't do it a certain way or whatever. I mean, they could kind of figure it out.
Yeah,
he
did it De Niro before De Niro.
Then the guy pretty much said it. But you know what? There are some really intriguing Bigfoot stories out there, or Sasquatch type stories from hunters and from campers in the Pacific Northwest that are really, really interesting. Like, apparently they love to throw stuff at you. If they don't know you or whatever, they from afar, they'll throw stuff. There's a video out there, I believe, of guys in a tent. And I mean, and again, they could be acting. There's a question, obviously. But I mean, you don't see hunters like, I mean, the woman in the group is terrified. I mean, you could see it in her face. She doesn't know what's going on at all. But again, the dudes could be pulling it off on her.
Bigfoot throws stuff at you?
I'm
serious. I'm wondering.
Like logs. He throws logs and stuff.
Okay.
So. So one of the claims is that if a Sasquatch if they're not familiar with you in that area.
Which I'm guessing they would be.
That's a certain area. That they will throw stuff at you, like throw rocks at you or at your tent or wherever you are, of course, after hours. There's actually a video of guys sitting around a campfire and some stuff comes throwing in. Now, again, these are videos made a long time ago.
Yeah.
Still pretty interesting stuff. I mean, it's not like a sighting, but the reaction of the people is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It looks fun. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Anyway, back to this trusted source of news.
I got a bridge for you.
Number one, radio. Number two, TV. Number three was newspaper. Why wouldn't the newspaper be behind radio?
Because nobody reads it anymore. That's the problem.
Because we also have a president who every day is saying that fake news. You know, you deteriorate the credibility of the news when the most powerful man in the world every day is saying that it's fake.
News websites came in behind newspaper. Apps came in fourth, and then social media was in last place.
But where do we get most of our news?
Social media.
Social media.
I mean, according to that, that's not the truth. According to that, it says radio is where you get most of your news, right?
Well, it says trusted.
Oh, okay, there you go.
70% of people in the last election got their news through Facebook, particularly Facebook.
And we've seen how radios run for the past 25 years.
Man. Talk about it, yeah. Wow.
Oh, Lord. Well, there you go.
Seat of the pants. Flying off the seat.
All right. The telephone number to dial is 1-888-978-1041. You can text us at 77031. Text the show. We'll text you back during the break. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
So many different people in Orlando all come.
coming together this time of year.
Universally annoyed by tourists.
You're supposed to drive on the right side of the road. No, you're on the right. Never mind, just stay in the park.
Real Radio 104.1. Yeah, it's a Central Florida thing.
From
Real Radio.
A big thank you to Elixir. Best place for lunch downtown Orlando, man. Authentic old brick building. Great patio area. Incredible food. You've never tasted the food at Elixir, man. It is.
I like the fact that it's not so downtown. It's not accessible.
Yeah.
It's right there on the edge of downtown where you can get in and out of there in a hurry and not have to worry about getting down there to a lot of those one-way roads. I love that app. Yeah,
plenty of parking there and a favorite place to go watch sports, too.
And the guy who owns it's one of the hardest working dudes in the business, and we love him.
And a great guy, yeah.
He is a good dude.
You can buy your Earth Day birthday tickets there at no service charge, by the way. And
Jump on it.
Elixir, if you've never been, you got to go. Yep. They're bringing us some food here in a minute.
Got to love when one of the biggest ballers in downtown Orlando for his concerts and events and everything like that. I saw him during one of the World Cup gigs in his own bar. Place was standing room only, and he's hustling ice as a barback.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I love that, dude. That guy is just a stone-cold worker. I can't get enough of it.
And they remodeled the whole place, and it looks really good.
Deck outside and everything.
Yeah. It's super great. So today is Giving Tuesday. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I did. I remember hearing this last year. I just forgot about it up until now.
It's Giving Tuesday.
It's true. I remember last year I was like, Giving Tuesday. That's a charity one. I'm going to do something about it next year. I'll probably plan for it. I'll probably have some things.
Thing?
I think it is a charity thing.
You're supposed to donate to your favorite nonprofit today or drop off some canned foods or go to your local food pantry, organize, this is here, a neighborhood coat drive.
Dude, not for nothing. So, I mean, it coincides with this, but I'm on the verge of completely like wiping my whole closet out with stuff that I've been donating.
Just did that. Oh, really? I just did that this weekend.
The minimalistic thing you're trying to go
not,
for?
Not on purpose. Like it didn't. That's not what the intent was. It was directly related to everything that's going on in PR. And there's a couple charities that are not far from me. And so I had shoes that I hadn't. Like my rule was, if I haven't worn this in the last 3 months, then I'm probably not going to wear it again.
It's pretty short time. Normally, it's like a year, I thought.
Because in Florida, I took into account in the state of Florida, the weather's pretty consistent. The only thing I have more, are my light jackets or whatever. But I've donated so much stuff that I'm like getting to that point where I'm not having a whole lot of options.
Well, here's the thing, Angel. Keep your stuff because the only 6'7" Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico is sitting in that studio.
All
that clothes is going to be a baggy outfit for the 5'9", 5'11".
Yeah, how do you feel about 34-50s?
They'll make it work. They need everything.
Yeah, we cut them right here.
You know what I saw for the first time? I had never seen a real commercial for the Salvation Army until recently. And all I knew about the Salvation Army was, they had the red buckets in front of a Publix, and they ding the bell and make you feel bad for not donating. It's like, I don't ding that bell at me, But then when I actually saw what they do, it made me go, oh, okay. I didn't realize they help, the kids that don't have a Christmas.
You really didn't know that?
I did not know what the Salvation Army did.
All the things
all these years, Russ Rollins.
Never knew.
What the hell did you think they were doing?
You tell me, what do you think they do?
They give to families in need that actually need, clothes and food and money, and
if you have a disaster, like if you're a fire, your house burns down, that kind of thing, Salvation Army will help you get placed. It will help actually get everyone clothing and everything.
Yeah. Well, their recent commercial helped. I'm like, next time I go, I'm gonna throw some money in that bucket.
But it's Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Giving Tuesday.
And I don't want to sound like I'm attacking any of these organizations because I really don't know. I know there are certain charities that get a bad rep because of, I guess, their overhead.
The organizers make more a lot of money.
Yeah, their overhead.
And listen, I don't know who's building these Goodwill buildings, but it must be the Mall of America guy. Because every time I turn around, there's a new Goodwill that's as big as an entire parking lot. And I'm like, well, what if you made a smaller place and gave that money to people who need? I don't know.
You can go online and see which ones have the most overhead. In other words, whether they have to pay for structures, cost, whatever the case may be. I know that Make-A-Wish is one of the ones that's that's right up there with being one of the better ones, where like 80% of the money goes toward the actual foundation. But
yeah.
there are ones out there that have gigantic names, are only like 20 cents
yeah.
per dollar.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what kind of caught my eye, especially with these gigantic, because it seems like these Goodwill places, how much of that money does it go?
Don't know. That's
I don't
know
either.
I keep all my giving local, dude. I'm telling you, I as a rule, do not give money to big organizations. I like to keep it local. My wife just this weekend went out to hand out stuff to some homeless people in Orlando. They meet in an area on Sunday mornings, and they go to different areas of Orlando and distribute clothing and blankets and whatnot. They do it every Sunday morning, and that's we impact Orlando. That's what we like to try to do.
That's a good thing. Detective Barb is there from Crime Line. Hello, Detective Barb. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Are you feeling better?
Was I feeling bad?
I think last week you were not feeling too well.
Yeah, you were.
I was?
Or maybe it was 2 weeks.
You're being mean.
Was I don't
know. You're a grouchy.
Did you go?
You know what he just told me when he walked me in here?
What?
Who, Jimmy?
Dirty
the bald
Jim?
Wonder. He said he took a sexy pill last night. I asked him what was different about him. He said he took a sexy pill.
That means a boner pill.
Oh, my God.
He knows. She knows. She's been around me.
Sexy equals
boner.
So are you ready for the holidays?
No.
No?
No.
You don't look like you. Are you a festive person?
Oh, no.
No.
That
nope.
doesn't surprise me.
She's not in, I don't know if you've noticed, not in the pomp and circumstance.
Quick, Carlos.
Just not in the pomp.
Carlos is going to Colorado this week. Maybe you could give him some advice on what to do in Colorado.
Yes.
Are you vacationing?
It's my 10-year wedding anniversary with my wife.
Oh, sweet. Where are you going?
Just downtown Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, I want to hear where Detective Barb goes in Denver.
Yes, I thought you could give Carlos some advice.
You gotta go Estes Park for sure, right?
I want to see
Estes Park.
Estes
yes.
Park, right?
Red Rocks,
Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Have you been to Colorado a lot?
Born and raised.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Oh,
Garden of the Gods.
You have to rent a car and go drive up to Vail.
Yeah.
That's what I told him.
Yeah, we're planning on doing. I'm looking at the clock. See, my daughter's in school. My daughter's birthday is in January. We're planning on doing the whole skiing and kind of the whole deal. And that one, this one's more so kind of adult trip. You know,
you still should.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. Oh, no, we'll rent a car and check it out.
Adults go to Vail.
Yeah, they do.
By the way, the drive from Denver into the ski areas, Vail, Breckenridge, Aspen, or whatever, that drive through those mountains, the way that they is as good as it gets. I mean, it's fake.
Yeah, you're
driving through caverns, and they built the road off to the side of these mountains, and there's like a river running beside you the entire... It is bananas.
Wow. You got to go to Boulder.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta
downtown
go to Boulder.
It's cool. They have How far away is that?
That's not a far drive.
It's all right there.
20 minutes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
I'm totally down.
And Colorado Springs is pretty cool, too.
Awesome.
And then what you want to look for, because these people are conveniently leaving this part out, what you want to look for is the green cross. You see the green cross?
All right.
Green crosses are
what's going on over there?
Very friendly establishments.
Oh, okay.
You can get edibles for your dog.
Is my dog's name Carlos Navarro?
Here, Carlos.
We're really looking forward to the trip.
We'll have fun. Great food.
Yeah, awesome. Well, good beer.
Text me and I'll tell you some of the restaurants.
I will. I'll totally hitch up. I'm excited. We have no plans. We're just kind of like, just going to enjoy it.
If you're a Flatlander, the first couple trips out there, everywhere's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you just don't see geography and texture landscapes like that anywhere here. It's just everywhere you turn up, there's a postcard.
It was
80 Floridian.
Degrees in Denver yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that because I'm really hoping.
Pretty warm.
That's going to kill their skiing.
Well, up in the mountains, still.
The snow will get there.
Yeah.
Are you flying in during the day, Los? Or?
Yeah, leaving in the morning.
Oh, then that's okay. It's fun. And if you're flying during the day and you get to see all this as you're landing, it's pretty neat.
Cool. Yeah, I've flown into the airport before, but just like a hub, and everybody says it's should be a good time.
You're gonna love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who are we trying to catch today, Detective Barb?
I just have a couple cases, and I'm gonna repost these on our Twitter account, which is CrimelineFL.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go look at everybody's picture there. But Sumter County's been looking for this guy for a while. His name's Larry Darnell Peavy, Peavy.
Damn, she's got your
warrants.
Whole name.
Yeah, the three names. You're
well,
like old
listen
school
to
assassin.
What this guy's wanted for.
What?
Kidnap, false imprisonment, sex assault with a weapon,
kidnap,
homicide. So he has a lot of violent crimes that we need to get him caught for. They've been looking for him for a while.
Is he considered like armed and dangerous?
I would consider him very much.
Yeah, maybe a homicide.
So we need some help in finding that. And there's a couple of other armed robbery cases that have been happening. Another one happened today. I already posted that up on Twitter. So go follow us on Twitter. I know it is Giving Tuesday. We're not chasing a lot of that right now.
Nah.
But if you want to donate, you can always go to crimeline.org and hit the donate button.
Sure. That's always good. And you can always call Crimeline. It's 1-800-423-TIPS if you want to, you know, to tell the police something, but you don't want anyone to know, completely anonymous, and you're eligible for a reward if it leads to an arrest.
And if you have any friends that think it's funny to go steal packages from front doorsteps.
Or wreaths.
Or wreaths, yeah.
Or anything.
We've taken care of the wreath problem.
Yeah, we did that at Zoodunit.
That's right. Or anything. You know, because all these deliveries and people leave them, they sit on those porches and people drive right up and snatch them off the porch.
Yep.
So if you know your friends who think that's cool to do, all you have to do is call us anonymously and we'll handle the deal.
Oh, wow. Hey, how did you do for Thanksgiving? Do you have any?
I know that my staff was pretty active with call outs on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Which means they had locations on some fugitives.
I mean, an uncle showed up for a Thanksgiving dinner that they didn't like.
Oh, you got some?
I'm hoping. I haven't checked the arrest yet. But
oh, man.
Makes for a great day.
Sure does, yeah.
Hope you catch this piece of crap. Yes. This guy seems
horrible. We've been
horrible.
Looking for PV for a long time, so if anybody has any information on him, we don't know where he's at.
Detective Barb, are you surprised they have not caught the serial killer in Tampa? Because they did have video of this guy.
They have video of a guy probably involved.
Yeah.
That they believe's involved, but you know, that's a tough one. It's there may be people helping him.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? It's what we hope is there's certainly not another victim.
Sure.
Yeah. And that somebody comes forward with the information that will help them, you know, identify the person or persons involved.
What makes it so difficult, Russ, from what I've read and what you read about the past of these impulse killers, you know, like Zodiac and Son of Sam, who there's no like rhyme or reason. Even with Son of Sam, most of them had a certain color hair or things like that. But in reality, they're just murders. I mean, there's really no. I mean, I know that the bus stop thing is one of the things you're trying to lean on. Like somebody was getting off a bus. I think two of them had just freshly gotten off of a bus or something. Other than that, there's no like racial makeup. There's no seeming target. Even with like Kaczynski, when he was bombing people, it was for a reason. This is just indiscriminate shooting of people.
Yeah.
It makes it that much more difficult to kind of isolate even the type of person, much less an actual identity who's doing it.
The crazy part is it's in such a tight.
Right.
Area right there.
Hey, do they have
where there's a lot of people who are out on the street a lot, and you would think that some information would be around.
Do they have a Crime Stopper program there?
Crime Stoppers at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And they're the ones offering a reward. So you can call us. We'll get the tip over to them immediately as soon as it comes in if you know anything or have any idea on who that person may be in the video. So
by the
happy
way,
to get it to them.
And don't be stealing somebody's poinsettias. Because they're expensive.
Oh, they are.
Nice ones are paid. But you know what? There are people out there, like you. We joke about this wreath thing because it's been a running joke. I have a wreath on my house. Now, it's big. It'd be hard to kind of get away with. But they're not cheap, dude.
No,
these things would be $100, $200, $300 if they're handmade, and they're really, really nice. So don't sleep on people jacking your Christmas stuff because that stuff, I mean, imagine those inflatables. What are they, $150 each?
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them, yeah. I wish I had one.
Hey, Detective Barb, okay, we got to take a little bit of a break, but there are people are asking questions about the chili cook-off, so maybe can you stick around and explain everything about the chili cook-off? Okay, and of course,
I think I'm going to make it this
show. That's Crimeline. Crimeline.org is the website address, and 1-800-423-TIPS is the number for Crimeline. We'll tell you all about the chili cook-off when we come back. You're listening to The Monster of the Morning. Kind of
if you are what you say you are, a superstar.
Welcome back to the Monsters of the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Blogamali's here, and Detective Barb from Crimeline. 1-800-423-TIPS is the phone number for Crimeline. And if you know someone that is breaking the law, and you don't want to be involved, but you want to help help them catch them, just call Crimeline, and it's completely anonymous. They're not going to know your name, and you're eligible for a cash reward if that tip leads to an arrest. And they have ways of doing it, so they don't know who you are. They'll never know who you are, and you can pick up your cash. When's payday, Detective Barb?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now.
It's all secret squirrel. Nobody gets to know anything.
Yeah, nobody knows nothing.
I want to clarify something. The reason we don't participate heavily in Giving Tuesday is I believe this is the time of year where people can help organizations like the domestic violence shelters, the food banks and pantries, and other organizations where we can help make this time of year a little bit better for people sure. who are less unfortunate. So trust me, we are a nonprofit, but those are organizations who can use a lot of help this time of year to make for sure. the holidays much better for those who don't have everything that a lot of us have.
Well, and that's why you do the chili cook-off. It's after the after you know, the holidays and everything, yep. and this year it's going to be January the 13th, and I've increasingly, when I go out, people ask me, "Hey, now what are the rules with the chili cook-off? I'm going to do a chili."
We don't have any.
Yeah. Either. So, what do people need to know about if their business or their restaurant wants to enter the chili cook-off, or if it's just some guy that thinks it sounds like it's fun? What are the rules?
So the cost is $25 per team. We ask that you bring between 5 to 6 gallons of chili because we get about 4,000 people out there.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of people, and we want everybody to taste your chili. If you're a business, this is a wonderful time for you to be able to do some advertising for $25 and the cost of the chili. You can bring your products out. You can show off what you got going on.
Give out samples, business cards, whatever.
Absolutely. So it doesn't matter your business. I mean, remember the year we had the plumber and he used the brand new toilet to scoop his chili out of? It was great.
It was absolutely great. You know, a couple of my buddies who have a turf company, they've come every year and they make an Indian base or a curry based chili, which is absolutely delicious. They do that every year because they know the good value there, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, for $25, if you get one customer, one for
pretty
$25.
And it's fun, you know. You meet a lot of nice people, and it's good. So okay, so but you have to make at least five to
6 gallons is what we're looking for. Just because you're going to run out if you make a gallon of chili, you're done in the first 30 minutes. Would you say if you can scoop it that quick, you're out of chili, and then you're going to stand there, and everybody's coming up wanting to taste your chili. So it helps us if you can do more chili than that. And for those of you coming to join us, it's $5 per person. I know, Russ.
You haven't raised the price in years.
We've never raised the price.
It means more people show up, which is great. And you have more area, more space this year. Why is that?
Well, the motorcycle competition for law enforcement will be on a different weekend. I think it's 2 weeks after us. So we'll have that opposite side, which is where the teams will be set up, which gives us flatter ground, and we can put more tents out there.
Okay, good.
So it's going to be pretty cool, but it's... January 13th, we start right at 11 o'clock is when the chili starts going out, and we promise to be done by 1. This is one of the quickest events. You get in there, you get set up, and the next thing you know, it's over with.
Yeah.
So if you want in, send me an email at info@crimeline.org, info@crimeline.org. I will get back with you. You'll be able to pay your entry fee that day, but we do need to know how many people are coming as competitors so that we can lay out, you know, the event.
Right.
And if there's other people interested in doing other things, you can reach out to me because we've had some people do hot dogs and stuff like that for donations back to Crimeline.
Jimmy's won it a couple years. What are you planning on doing the same chili next this year?
I don't know what I'm doing this year. I honestly have to kind of come up with something different. I don't know. I may just go back to the one that keeps winning, or I don't know. It just takes so much time. God almighty damn, it takes forever to make.
The wooden spoons, the famous wooden spoons, have already been bought, and they're off to the guy to get engraved.
Oh, really?
Yep. Well, just hand them to me. That way we won't have to worry about me making the chili.
Yeah, I got you.
Angel, are you spinning that day, or are you making chili?
I'm not sure. We haven't spoken about it.
Okay.
Are you?
Am I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm DJing.
You're DJing. Okay. All right.
That's taken care of.
Yeah.
No, it's a fun day. It's a family thing. You know, for $20, you can bring your whole family. You get a big bowl of Crimeline chili.
Right.
On top of last year, we had 50-some teams that you get to taste. That's a lot of chili for a day for $5.
How long have we been doing this?
Oh, gosh.
13th year or something like that?
That's a long, long time.
Maybe longer than that, actually.
It may be longer than that.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think it is because I remember the first year I was involved with it. I was a judge. It was a year that it snowed on the way there.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I liked it when it snowed. That was awesome.
I remember sitting next to Sheriff Don Esslinger, and we were sitting there, and I said, "Don, if you want to get inside this coat, you can, because it is brutal out there." And he started laughing. It was me, Don, like Tom Sorrells. We're all around this little table passing chili around, and it was 29 degrees out there that morning or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was brutal.
The first time I ever saw you put your hand out, and there were things.
Yeah, snow.
It was ice pellets sitting in your hand.
In all that time, let's see, I've done bear chili. Mm-hmm. I've done rabbit.
Beaver
chili, monkey.
Kangaroo,
moose chili, monkey. Kangaroo chili. Monkey.
What are you doing
last year? Was it was chunky monkey, but there was no real monkey in it. I'm just gonna make a regular chili this year.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've done all the unusual. I should have won unusual every single year because it was always the most unusual. So this year, I'm just going to make a regular chili just to meet everybody and say hi. And if they like my chili, cool. If not, whatever. Go yeah. next door to Dirty Jim.
Go next door to Jimmy's.
Go to Jimmy's and give my kiss. That's fine with me.
It's a fun day, though. It really is. It's a good family day.
Yes, it is a good family day. And you meet a lot of nice people. And it's always a lot of fun. And it goes by so fast. It seems to go by so quick.
I'll tell you one thing this has become for law enforcement. This is a big challenge for them.
What do you mean?
Because they all want to win the law enforcement division.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're all working on their special recipes and...
bragging rights.
Fired up about it, and they come out with their big cook kitchens and stuff. It's kind of fun.
So now, if restaurants want to participate, yes. are you doing something
happy
different?
Happy to have them. They, oh, we have the professional division. Yes. Absolutely. This is a great time for you to get out and show your skills and talk to people about your businesses. And it doesn't matter if you're a small mom and pops or the big one. We'll take any and all restaurants or private individual people can come out.
Very nice. And if you need more information, you can always call 1-800-423-TIPS, right?
Yep, absolutely. I'll get back to you.
Or go to crimeline.org. All right, Detective Barb, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, when we come back, Carla's going to take it to the top. You're listening to The Monsters of the Morning. Hey, once again, a big thank you for Elixir bringing us some food this morning. If you've never eaten there, man, you got to check it out. Lunch or dinner, downtown. It's an authentic, old, beautiful brick building and a great patio area. And if you want to buy your Earth Day birthday tickets, you can get them there. No service charge. It's Elixir, downtown Orlando. It's awesome.
Earth Day birthday 25.
Yep. Hey, I'm Russ Rollins. I'm with Dirty Jim and Angel. Blog and Molly here today. And now Carla's going to take you to the top.
Let's go. Dang it. Cookie.
Oh, no. It's
cookie.
It's starting to go. No.
That was higher.
Second one.
No.
Cookie.
No.
It's higher.
No.
Cookie.
No. That's a falsetto, and it doesn't count. I am sorry.
Angel.
That second
you're
one.
You're not Sam Smith.
If you ever love me. Angel, can
cookie,
we pull
cookie.
Can we pull a cookie from the past? Because now I'm all over that. I thought I nailed that second cookie.
I was with you. I thought that was...
Well, I wouldn't say nailed it, but it was going
in that
direction. Right direction.
Yeah. Yeah, false setup.
You guys doesn't don't count. Realize how much I practice this cookie on the road. It's sad.
It is. I mean,
all for this little moment.
It sounds sad.
Hello, everybody. My name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To The Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. And today is no different. It is a beautiful morning here in Orlando, Florida. Nice and chilly. I think the high is 80, Jimmy.
Nice.
Maybe not even. I think it's actually in the mid-70s today.
Ooh, look at that. And it is... I try and bring it to the top every single morning, right? So let's get to the motivational minute before I possibly... To the bottom, almost got him, okay? Which is the reverse of to the top that is also played in Kurdistan and Kazakhstan. To the bottom, almost got him. All right, so number one motivational minute is this. Do it now, whatever it is that you want to do. Whether it's to learn a hobby, whether it's go after that job, whether it's go after that spouse, or work in that charity. Do it now because sometimes later becomes never. And you will literally just sit there and wait and wait and wait and wait. The perfect time is now. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh, man, how does he know that I was trying to start this thing? It's because I just knew it, dude. Mm-hmm. And this is that little moment that you needed, the precipice that you needed in order to go and kick ass. All right? Start it today. I'm working on some things myself, trying to be better. I'm always not physically self-examining myself because I think us guys, we all do that. But do you guys ever... sit down and write down on a piece of paper, all right, these are the things that I need to improve about myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm constantly doing it, and I feel like I'm constantly behind. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy? When was the last time you did that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't really do that.
No? No self-examination?
Well, I mean, sometimes, but...
Is this like a testicle thing?
No, not physical, but you should do that, too. But, like, literally, mentally, what?
Yeah, like,
you know,
I got to get better at this because,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
It's crazy at work or on a fantasy football or going on a vacation. We write out these diagrams and plans and to-do lists. But do you ever just sit there and analyze yourself?
God, it's so tiring.
Blogging?
He's too busy analyzing everybody else.
No. Angel.
No.
Wow.
No, because I think what happens, I think that I personally, like, there's nothing like having yourself in check. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I think the way that we are right now, you do that so much that you handcuff yourself.
Yeah, analysis equals paralysis. I've heard that, yeah. You know.
I think, so. There's people in my family who do that so much so that they don't do anything.
Yeah, you're right. It's a fine balance. You have to have a balance.
I will look at specific. Do I set goals for myself for the year? Yes.
Yeah.
Is there things that I want to fix about myself? Yes.
Yes.
But I don't go to the extreme where I don't do anything. Because the other thing I think people do is that, because I haven't accomplished these things,
overwhelmed,
I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, I think that's big.
Yeah, but if you are examining yourself, then you are doing more. Like you're like, okay, no, I got to do better at this, so I'm going to get to the gym every day, I'm going to do I want to eat better. Like all these different things to try to make yourself better.
Sure. All of those things in small doses, I think, are good. But I think because of the way that social media is, and I think because of all these inputs,
right.
I think there are a majority of people who end up feeling overwhelmed by it
anything.
All, and then they're like, screw it.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, for those people, don't do that. You know, find that balance, whatever it may be. Take that self-examination. I'm doing that right now with a lot of things. You know, I had November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. Where you
no cookies. No chocolate chip cookies.
No pizza.
No pizza. And no soda. And let me tell you how much weight I've lost. Zero.
Oh,
stop. No, you had to have lost some.
No, honestly, dude.
Would you replace it with Alfredo?
No.
Sorry, Alfredo sauce.
I've been working out, but
yeah, muscle weighs more than fat.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, Russ?
It does. That's right. Muscle weighs more than fat.
But I'm wondering, what is my next challenge? Because I'm actually at 20. I've hovered around the same weight, but I feel good, whatever. So that's the most important thing. So December.
See, in the gym, okay, you need to make this what I recently talked about, make yourself better, whatever, is increasing those weights.
I'm doing that.
Go 5 pounds, every week, 5 pounds more.
I'm doing that. Okay. I'm doing that. You get increasing. Look, we'll talk a little workout talk.
Yeah.
Do my 50-pound curls, man, trying. But here's the thing. So I'm thinking about doing something. I'm just so defeated. I'm so defeated when it comes to this aspect of my life.
What?
And I think many people who have the same problem that I have are dealing with this as well.
Oh, God.
And that problem is the Orlando Magic.
Well, ain't nothing you can do about that.
I knew it was coming.
Ain't nothing you can do about
that. Listen, guys.
We had a good conversation.
Yeah, we did. Remember Carlos, first 10 games, Carlos?
Yeah.
We were going to the finals.
There's certain guarantees that first two-week Carlos made and certain definitive statements.
We would be in the playoffs, you said.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to win the East?
Wait, up close. Yeah, I actually said we probably had a good shot at a three-peat.
Yeah, what stings more than a deposit down on season tickets, non-refundable?
Well, stinks. I was so close to doing that, but I made several bets throughout the sports stations.
Did you really?
Oh, with hardcore sports guys. Like, you have no clue what you're talking about. This is a different team. These guys are three-point shooters. They're moving the ball. Evan's having a high year. Aaron Gordon learned how to shoot three. I mean, I am as bad a homer as they come. And I know that. And every year I do this.
Because you want them to do well.
Oh, my God. It's just, it's on so many aspects because I love watching my team play. I love going to the games with my daughter. I love talking shop. It's a hobby kind of deal of mine, right?
And they started out so well.
Oh,
and
so good.
And what's frustrating is, had they never shown us a glimpse of that,
yes.
Had we have never seen that little glimpse of that,
yes.
Yeah. It's like that drunk uncle that makes it 3 months.
Yes, Jimmy.
That's exactly what it's like. That drunk uncle that comes home, he gets a job. You're like, look, Fred's finally got it together. Dude, look at him. He's got a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he makes it to the bus stop on time because, of course, he doesn't have a license.
Right.
Oh, and then you find him.
It's like the girlfriend.
Passed out in the kids' pool.
Super hot girlfriend. You date for 2 months. You're like, this is the one. And then you realize she's on meth and she steals your Movado.
Yeah. Fake teeth.
That's what the Magic are to me.
Yeah. A stolen Movado.
They're on a 9-game losing streak.
Wow.
And it's not even close,
That's
bro.
Impressive, actually. Doesn't it take... It takes talent to lose that many in a row.
No.
And Jimmy. And Russ. I know y'all paying attention. They're not even losing by last-second shots. They're losing by 20. 25. It's hard work to lose by that
That's
much.
That's what I'm saying.
You've said the same thing the past 6 years.
You're right, Russ.
It's the same... I mean, the same team.
What... This is the question.
When do you give
up? I don't want to say it.
When do you
give up on your team if you feel they've given up on you?
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta ask the Cubs that, right? Cub fans, right?
You're right.
I mean, that was 100 years.
I mean, the Cubby fans.
I mean, there were some Cubby fans that died.
And it made it so much better when they won the, you know.
Yeah, but at least they had winning seasons. They just didn't win the World Series. I mean, you can still have a winning season.
When the Orlando Magic wins the NBA championship, you know, when they finally win.
I'll be right back on them.
You can say, I never dropped them. I was the one, me and the Orlando Magic fat guy. We're the two people that never dropped them.
I just want them to win one game.
Yeah, but they're... But everything's going to be fine because their next two games are against the Thunder and the Warriors.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
You know, I saw this morning the Thunder is the franchise that makes the players make more money than any other franchise.
Yep, that's right, Russ. Yep.
Their Magic or not?
Yeah, their salary. Wow. I guess it averages out to $9 million a person. Or
you
something.
Know, I don't even normally use Yahoo, but for some reason, it ended up the search engine. You type in Orlando Magic, and it's a picture of four Orlando Magic players that haven't played on the team in 5 years.
Which ones do you got?
Oladipo. You got Baron. You got Davis. Big Baby Davis.
Terry Catlett.
I mean, we have a possibility of a run though after the Thunder and Warriors games.
Yes,
we play the Knicks.
Oh.
Which are a hot car fire.
Yeah,
now we beat the Knicks last time though.
Yeah, the Hornets. They beat us. The Hornets could go either way.
Yep.
Well, the Hawks could go either way for sure, right?
Yeah.
The Nuggets could go either way.
Okay, you're making me feel
And the
good.
Hawks, and then they had the Clippers. So, I mean,
that's
we have
like
about
2 weeks, dude.
We have like seven games, though, that legit we could come out with a win there. And that would get us back to 15-13.
I do know how you feel, though. There was a time, believe it or not, that I was probably a bigger homer than you. I mean, when I had my season tickets, you know, I was a huge fan. I knew all the. But when they got rid of Shaq.
Yeah.
I was done.
I was still, and I'm still there. Look, I'm just venting. I'm just venting. All you Magic fans out there that feel the same way. It is weird, though. Like, my daughter stopped asking about it.
She didn't care anymore.
Yeah, four games in a row, five games in a row that you lose by 20. She's like, did they win last night? I'm like, nah, baby. But was it close?
No.
It was like a whole other game was played in the midst of it. But
they lost to the Pacers by like 12?
And I don't know any other team that does this. They get beat by the people that they traded. It's ridiculous. Oladipo comes back. It's every player that gets traded from the Magic comes back. And it's
360 windmill dunk again?
Yeah. God damn. But I'm still with you, Magic. Look, I'm still with you.
Sounds like it.
I'm still with you.
You just had to talk it out. That's
all. Yeah, I just had to talk it out. That's it.
And here's,
all right?
And here's what the Magic fans say. When you say all of that stuff, this is the report. Point guard needs a haircut.
Oh, let me tell you. Let me tell you this. Alfred Payton, Orlando's Alfred Payton. You need to cut your hair, dude.
Why? Well, how bad is it?
It is affecting his shot. His hair comes over his head.
It does.
It's like a velociraptor.
Yep.
It literally touches when he shoots a free throw, Russ. His hair is touching, and he's a horrible shooter.
Has he got like an afro or something?
No, Russ. No, it's
impossible to explain what it is.
It's so massive. Cut your hair, dude. It is messing up your gameplay. I've never said that about a player before. But this dude, literally, his head is like a giant big head doll. You know those ones that shake around that you get at the sports games?
Bobblehead?
Bobblehead.
He's got a bobblehead, yeah.
Dude is a bobblehead with his hair. You need to cut it.
You know, and they make a caricature of Trump, and they make that hair thing that kind of goes out over his head, almost like it's a hat brim.
Yes.
It's that times four.
Cut it. Cut it, Alfred. It has not helped you. I'm telling you. Let's move on. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to a guy, one of the few guys, who has left and come back, but not like David Letterman, who's like always coming back, right? But he's in that realm. He's in that
world.
He
kind of retired and disappeared?
He recently came back for one
Stewart.
Night. Yeah, boom. There you go. How old is John Stewart, Angel?
50.
No, he's 54.
Bam! On the dot. John Stewart, 54 years old. I heard him in an interview recently. He said before Trump got elected, you know, everybody's wondering, oh, what's Stewart going to do? He said he didn't have the energy for it, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said, and if you think about it, I mean, you got Kimmel out there. You got everybody's talking about Trump now, and they're coming at it from 40 million different ways. Stewart was the first one to really kind of take that look, that satirical look at it.
What's he doing now?
He's got a farm in New Jersey where he raises animals
and
works with veterans. Yeah, absolutely. And
the veteran work, or actually the 9/11, the first responders, that's been a big big focus of his time now.
He actually, I believe, led the legislation to make sure that their health insurance or the health insurance provided to them could get extended for people who dealt with mesothelioma.
Oh, man. Keep going. Come on.
Is it mesothelioma or something like that?
I have no clue.
In other words, diseases related to 9/11.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting. He said he feels a bit of guilt in this new age of the snarkiness of every single video clip you see has a tinge of kind of snarkiness, really. He said, I feel like I kind of added to that a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's comedy, man. You know, these new stations that do the comedy stuff, you know, they don't need to be doing that. It's not a birthday, but it is a death. And she was a very famous... It was her birthday, but she's dead, okay?
Mm.
Very famous. Mm. Very famous. And married a really old guy.
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith.
Remember when she did the reality show? Wait a second. They're just going to put a camera on her and follow her around? And she's going to do silly things? This is ridiculous.
She's going to eat a bottle of Oxy and then dress up like a clown.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, though.
Those videos are some of the saddest videos I've ever seen of an addict being taken advantage of.
When she was the guest spokesmodel.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
That was as hot a woman as I remember. I worked at the Gap, and there was another store that was a couple stores down. I guess it was the guest store. And they had the huge poster.
I
made a deal with one of the guys there, and I was able to get that huge guest poster of hers.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Was she one of the very first Playboy centerfolds that was just famous just for being a Playboy centerfold? I mean, like...
That's pretty much... Aren't they all just famous for being...
But, I mean, she was the first big one, right? Like
Pamela.
Pamela was before Anna Nicole Smith?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how she was born in 67. But, this guy's hilarious. And he's coming on the show before his birthday. He's 44. Black don't crack. Especially these African brothers, man. You don't even know how old they are. I mean, this guy did not think
he's
was 44. 44. Yeah. And you'll have a hard time guessing. He's a comedian. He recently...
He went
off on Tyrese and saying, we are now trading you for all the dark-skinned brothers. We are taking Steph Curry and Drake in trade for Tyrese. Michael Blackson.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Michael Blackson. He was in here.
Did you see the Tyrese response videos?
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, Tyrese having a problem with The Rock, right?
Hell no, Russ.
When you're talking about the wrestler, The Rock.
Yeah.
Because when you throw it out just like that blanket, I thought you went...
No, the Rock and Tyrese...
They're having a little issue.
I thought they had a big problem.
Not a big... This is minor.
The Fast and the Furious, right?
Well, yeah, because Tyrese is going through with his child stuff and everything, so it's about, you know, blurring his vision with other things.
Mm. What did Tyrese respond after all?
The videos were Tyrese... he had him tied up on his sofa. Blackson tied up on the sofa, and he's like smoking a cigar and just like looking at him and stuff.
I think it was tongue in cheek, but
with Tyrese, you don't know sometimes.
Yeah, dude is out there. And another birthday of a very underrated actor, and I believe he is one of the few actors who's never been in the military but yet has a military title. He's 66 years old. Ed Harris.
Oh, yeah, really?
Was it
What's his military title?
In other words, was he in the military?
No, he was awarded an honorary military. Maybe it's Gary Sinise I'm thinking
of. Yeah, Gary Sinise is the one. He's an honorary Purple Heart or whatever it was, or honorary
Do you guys
Marine.
Confuse them?
No.
A little bit. Ed Harris is an incredibly good actor, and you're right. He is grossly underrated.
And Westworld, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean...
When's that coming back?
19.
They're finishing up this second season now.
Oh, really?
Shooting.
I thought it was taking a little bit for them.
I forget the actor's name. Dang it. He was. He's in it, and he posted on Twitter that he was going back to L.A. to finish up second season of Westworld.
Mm. True. Well, a lot of birthdays going on, a lot of stuff happening. Remember, take advantage of the day. Do it now, because today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, you're listening to The Monster of the Morning.
Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
From
Real.
Hey, you're listening to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. You want to keep it here all day long during the news junket, the Phillips File, Tom and Dan. Real laughs with Monster Comics today. All here on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim. We got Carlos, Blog and Molly. Brett James here, comedian Brett James here. He's going to do a little hang out with us, and we're trying to get Brett James a job.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But first, let's do a little Monster Sports with Angel.
Monster Sports is brought to you by Elixir. Best place downtown Orlando to go lunch and dinner in downtown in their authentic old brick building there with a great patio. All food made from the scratch. Daily fresh fish, soup, awesome burgers, and wings. Favorite place to watch sports. But more importantly than all of those things is that if you wanted to go Earth Day Birthday 25, that is the location that you can go purchase tickets and avoid any of the service fees.
Yeah.
Get down there, pick up your Earth Day Birthday tickets. The show's in April. Get them now while you can. Make a great Christmas present.
While you're there, man, order a burger or get some wings or something. They got great food there for sure.
Couple sidebar sports things. Rourke Capital owns Cinnabon. They own Jimmy John's. They own Arby's.
All right.
They just purchased B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, really?
Good.
How much do you think Buffalo Wild Wings, let's say you wanted to buy the franchise.
You mean the entire company or just a franchise?
No, the whole thing. They bought. Okay.
All of them. You get them all.
I don't know because 6 boneless bites is like $17. So.
They're the principal owners now.
How many?
I don't think it's that much.
How many Buffalo Wild Wings are there in America? Do you know?
Off the top of my head, I do not know.
They're not that many. I'll tell you something else. About 3 years ago, they went through a massive problem with some of their franchisees because when they bought them, they had an agreement where you had to do so many. Then the company said they would give dollars, and a couple of the owners sued the major company, and the company threatened to go out of business to keep from paying. It was a gigantic mess, and I think that company has been in kind of an odd flux now for about 3 years. I would say,
going off the cuff, there are 1,238 Buffalo Wild Wings.
Woo! That's a lot.
Wow.
So this is just a Central Florida package. Because there's like 15 of them in Central Florida, and the people who owned them here locally had a real problem with them, with the head company.
So right now, like I said, Rourke Capital bought them. They finalized the deal. You needed this number to purchase the whole franchise, whole lot. What, your number?
The number is $420 million in honor of Denver.
$420 million.
I'm sorry. I got Denver on the
moon. I see what you did there. Russ, what'd you guess?
$800 million.
$800 million.
$1.1 billion.
$1.1 billion.
Jimmy goes for the bill
for Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm gonna say
1,200 locations, bro.
Yeah, property loan.
But they don't. They lease. It's not like they have the mortar.
$950 million.
What was it?
950.
Amanda, what do you think?
$3 billion.
She was closest. $2.9 billion.
Wow,
that's like buying Mark Cuban.
And I'll tell you something. That brand, in my opinion, they got a long way to go.
A long way.
Because Carlos hit it on the head. I don't mind their food. The problem is you can't, in your right mind, charge somebody $15 for 10 chicken wings and then charge them $4.50 for fries. You go in there and get wings, fries, and a soda. It's $22. Kiss all of my ass.
Yeah.
And it's like nuggets with like tons and tons of breading dipped in sauces. It's
one of the stories, Scott, that we were talking about briefly yesterday was the outcome of the Denver football game and the Oakland Raiders, and we talked about the fight.
The
chain snatching.
Pull the chain off.
So we know that two of the guys, they have 2-game suspensions now.
Please tell the story of what happened before that. So there was an initial fight, right? Games back or last season?
This is last season. These two have been going on for the last couple seasons.
Okay. Yeah.
So Aqib Talib has been suspended for 2 games. In his career, how much money do you think he's lost in fines?
He's lost a lot. He's a thug.
In his career.
A Bronco, and I love him, but he's a thug.
How much money do you think he's lost in fines? Like, he's losing paychecks. He's been fined by the league.
I was going to ask. I don't know what it is. So he's out 2 games. Obviously, he doesn't get paid for those 2 games.
Nope. He loses the game check.
I don't know what his game check would be. Huh?
I'm at $1.2 million.
$1.2.
I'm going to say $500,000.
$500,000. Lowe's.
$250,000.
$250,000?
$750,000.
$2.2 million in
fines.
Oh, my God. $2.2 million in fines. This this suspension right now is costing him $1.2
million. Damn, and I'm pissed.
That
money doesn't go anywhere, right?
The suspension money that goes into a kitty, and then they give it to different charities.
Charities, they do.
Spread them out. They spread it out.
You know, I don't feel as bad about all those Discovery Card late fees I have now. It's like 360.
Yeah, that's the dude that shot himself in the leg. Remember that, Russ?
His mom.
Oh.
And then his mom. He watched his mom shoot somebody.
Covered up the story so his mom wouldn't go to jail.
It's insane, dude. I mean, it is
Texas boy.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea to wear a chain while you're playing football.
I think they
need to start wearing ankle bracelets, too.
All those cats are jewelry, adorable. Dude. It's not uncommon.
Yeah, no. They should wear ankle bracelets. And
they all do, man.
Crabtree taped the chain to his chest.
That's what the story was.
Still ripped it off. Yeah. I love a keep. Yeah. I love him.
He taped
his
chest.
He taped it.
Goes on to now. This is the kind of news that if you're a UCF fan, I'm with you guys, and this is a little disconcerting, and it's a little bit of a stinger. Yeah. So Coach Scott Frost was being interviewed yesterday, and in his interview, and again, he's talking about his players and the team, and he's pledging them his allegiance to them and everything, and we've seen that kind of behavior from other coaches. But he was quoted as saying in yesterday's press conference, "I'd be hurt if Nebraska wasn't interested in me. We are undefeated. I'm from there. I played there." Not what you want to hear your head coach saying the week before the championship game.
No. Right.
Yeah.
He gone.
Is the difference between what he would make?
Russ.
Here's a $10 million difference, right?
Well, there's a couple problems. Okay,
let's be honest.
There's a couple problems.
UCF fans, this is not trying to be an ass about it, but Nebraska is a destination. When you're a football coach, that's one of the places you want to coach.
Well, not to mention, chances are, unless something really dramatic happens in the next 4 or 5 years, you're probably not going to be playing for a national championship at UCF. Let's think about it. We're one of the only undefeated teams in the nation right now.
Right.
I think it was Wisconsin and us. Is that it?
Yeah,
that's ranked in the top 20.
Miami lost last week,
and we're not even close to playing for a national championship.
No.
We just don't play the caliber of teams in this conference.
We're still building,
but unfortunately, you can't ask a guy to put his career on hold while the university matures to the level where we can get into a conference that actually has a shot at winning a national championship, whereas Nebraska's plug and play.
But sell your stock high, right, Jim?
But he's a young coach. Here's the difference. He's a young coach. He's not some Wade Phillips where you're like in your older days and you've kind of had your run. Nebraska isn't a crazy good school in football right now. You got time. Stay at UCF, Coach Scott.
No.
Stay at UCF.
Yeah, no. Your baby was just born here in Orlando. You got roots in Orlando.
Exactly. Disney.
I would love for him to stay, but no. Come on.
Go to that
man's got to go make his money.
Go to that amazing theme park in Nebraska called the Walmart parking lot.
That was a shock.
Okay, your kid is not going to have fun in Nebraska. Nobody likes Nebraska. Orlando rules, UCF, go Golden Knights. I've been a fan of theirs forever. I'm a diehard Golden Knights fan.
You being a diehard fan of a particular team does
not help them at all. I swear to God.
They're actually going to Carlos. Can you please root for somebody else?
No doubt about it. That USF UCF game.
Yeah.
You know, when I started watching it, I was like, oh, check out the game.
Me too.
Is that when they tied up the game?
When Facebook told me to watch the game, that's what I watched.
So I was like, I'll just pretend like I'm doing other things so the Lord and universe doesn't know that I'm watching and supporting them. Go USF, and they won.
Right.
But I'm a diehard UCF fan now.
All right, well, that's as I can, positive karma, fingers crossed.
Come on,
let's coach.
Come on, coach.
All right. We had an NFL game last night. A couple people might have paid attention to it. It was the Ravens versus the Texans.
They said it was a good game, though.
Who said that?
I heard this word on the way in. They said it was actually a good game, and I guess there was one particular play they showed this morning because it was a big deal. Like, the entire team helped push the guy over to the end zone.
The running back for a play. Okay, so
Alex
the Ravens
Collins,
end up winning.
Cool,
23-16. That what you were describing is probably the highlight of the whole game. And but again, so the Ravens on the positive side of winning in that game.
Was it a high scoring game?
No, 23-16.
Okay.
And Jadeveon Clowney's kind of coming into his own, right?
Yeah, but I mean, the Texans are having a hard time.
5 years.
Yeah, they're having. I mean, they've lost a lot of key guys, so it's difficult. A story that broke while we were on vacation, and I had meant to bring this up yesterday, coming out of Orlando, Florida. Did y'all know that this former NBA player lives in the greater parts of Orlando?
Who that?
Ray Allen?
No!
I saw this story, and I was like...
Really?
Ray Allen will kill you. Amazing shooting guard, NBA career. He played for Boston.
He just scored seven points while we were talking about it.
He played for Milwaukee. Amazing. Legend, stone cold killer.
He's a stone cold killer.
He's the Shuttleworth.
You want 100 Ray Allens on your team.
Can we hire him for the Magic? Because we need him.
So
he'd come back and start, right?
It's a bizarre story that broke while we were on break. And as of right now, this is the information that we have, right? So Allen filed an emergency motion in Orange County on Tuesday. And this is going back like last Tuesday, right, when we were going on break. And is saying that he was being, one day after this gentleman, Bryant Coleman, told the court that he's being stalked by the 10-time All-Star and 2-time NBA champion. So Bryant Coleman is saying that Ray Allen, is stalking him. Ray Allen is saying that he's a victim of catfishing and asked the court to throw the case out where he's accused of stalking someone he met online.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Ray Allen thought he was talking to a chick.
And
the rest of it, they negotiated a deal to not allow that information to get out.
Right.
He broke that deal. Who the hell knows?
Coleman pretended to be a number of attractive women interested in Ray Allen, read the motion, filed on Allen's behalf. Ray believed he was speaking with these women and communicated with them.
Married with kids.
Okay, let me explain something real quick. This is just how I feel about it. If you get catfished, you're a dodo.
Yes.
If I meet you and I found out you got catfished, I would immediately stop interacting with you as a human being. If you get catfished, you are a moron. I don't have... Categorically, Russ, across the board, I'll cover everybody. If you get catfish, you're a dick.
You ever watch
Catfish? And you're a dumbass.
You ever watch Catfish?
Yes, my wife's obsessed with it.
It's one of the best
shows. It is one of the best shows out there.
Throw your hands in here.
Yeah, but I'm telling you straight up, if you get catfish right now in this day and age, you are the biggest dodo ever.
Here's the part where it gets even more bizarre.
And creepy.
Coleman is stating that he's actually had a relationship with Ray Allen. Whoa. And that he's looking to have his time in court, that he has proof that he's had
a that Ray Allen knew he was a man and still continued the relationship.
The information is a little.
That's what he's alleging. These are all allegations.
I get out my bribe book.
But this guy's an insane. This guy's crazy. He shows up.
Ray Allen
seems to be a mild mannered, great guy. You know, it looks like okay. Maybe he was talking to some chicks, which is not nice. But this guy was showing up at Ray Allen's family's businesses.
Yep. Oh, really?
He was just sitting down there. He was talking to his kids. It was
he was trying to shake them down. Whatever their agreement was before, it seems like this guy, didn't like the agreement afterwards, or he maybe ran out of his money and he started trying to shake Ray Allen down for more money and showing up and actually trying to get at him through other social media accounts. So then it's kind of shut down all the information coming out of this. So we'll see if there's anything else to that.
You know, I bet you him dealing with all that stuff made him not come back to the NBA because he was going to come back.
Oh, but this has happened.
Yeah, but it's been over a while, the case. All but
what's he, almost 40?
Yeah, but he
could
play
still shoot, though.
Now, any team would sign him.
Hey, I got one more monster sports story.
Let me real quick. Orlando Magic drop one to the Indiana Pacers, 121-109. Tomorrow, we're back home, so I'll be at this game. They're going to play their Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, we got them.
We got Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
Sure.
I'm guaranteeing a win. And then the Warriors come to town on Friday. And then a shout-out to our Solar Bears. They got a victory last night, 3-2 victory over the Edge. The Stingrays out 3-2 in a shootout.
Let's go Bears. That's my team.
This is a TMZ reporting that in the camp of Floyd Mayweather, he is talking about one more comeback. Who do you think he wants to make some money. Who do you think he's considering fighting?
Don't tell. Okay.
I won't tell. Let's see if you can guess.
McGregor 2? Is it McGregor
2? It is not McGregor 2.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. A name we know?
Yeah, we all know, yeah.
Is the person a boxer?
He is a boxer.
Pacquiao?
Yeah, it is not Pacquiao. Okay, that is incorrect. Carlos, you want to take a guess?
Tommy Morrison?
Tommy Morrison?
Oh, no, he died. Sorry.
Mike Tyson, that would be good.
I mean, I'm throwing out the ultimate. I mean, hell, he fought an MMA fighter, he'll do anything.
What you just said would be, I think, a better fight than what he's...
You know what? Honestly, I'd like to see him fight about 16 frat boys. Yeah. Just line them up. Just drunk frat boy, one after the other, right out of UCF.
No, rumor is that they're in negotiation to set up Mayweather versus Oscar De La Hoya.
Yes.
You Oscar like De La Hoya is old as hell, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So is Mayweather.
They're both about the same age.
Come on, dude.
I'm down with that.
You like Oscar?
I'm a sucker. Whatever it is, I'm down to watch if it's like something like a...
Do you think people would pay to see it?
Yeah, sure. But I mean, I don't know. Mayweather never stopped training. The dude you see his Instagram.
Well, look, he looked great when he fought McGregor. I mean.
Is the undercard... Jerry Cooney versus George Foreman?
Right. James Tooney.
Jesus George Christ.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to. I mean, there might be interest by hardcore boxing fans, but what we've learned is the walk-up fan, the ticket price. I don't think most people would.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jimmy.
Or even the pay-per-view.
Jimmy said the right way. If it were Mike Tyson against Mayweather, people would pay for that.
Yeah, but Tyson's 44 years old, still,
Tyson don't want to fight. Yeah.
People want to see Mayweather get his head knocked off. That's what they would pay
for.
Well,
how long is Mayweather going to do this? I mean, the guy's just going to continually train. He's going to be 60 years old in perfect shape.
And cashing that check.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time the checks come in. So it's all directly relative to that paycheck.
Ric Flair's still out there wrestling.
And that's Monster Sports.
No, he's not.
No, he's not wrestling.
Wrestling his liver.
Comedian Brett James here, and we've been trying to get him out for a year or so. So he was at home, kind of raising his twins. His wife was out working. You were raising the twins at home.
Yes, sir.
Now she gave you permission to get out of the house.
Yep.
And go get a job.
Been looking.
And so we've been sending you out to places. Actually, we haven't been sending you. We've allowed
now,
you to pick the places.
This on your own.
And you have cherry picked and done the easiest. I mean, just of all the. I'm curious to see what you did this week. So
right.
When we come back,
brewery.
We'll find. Yeah, you went to a brewery, got to taste beer.
Got to do some.
What was the one? He went to a barbecue place. A barbecue.
Beekeeper.
Cotton candy day.
He says beekeeper. Rancher. But still, the beekeeper.
That was still good.
You didn't get stung once.
I tried to get stung. Okay. The bees loved your boy. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. We'll find out what Brett James did when we come back. You're listening to the Mantra of the Morning.
At Real Radio 104.1, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we might follow you back. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Monsters in the Morning on Real Radio 104.1. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Dirty Jim, Angel, and Carlos. Blogamali's here with us, and comedian Brett James
is here.
We met Brett through the Monster Comic of the Year competition, which, by the way, will be coming back another couple months.
It's almost time.
Almost time to do that again. But we met Brett James there, and I found his story very interesting because he's a former military guy for 21 years in the military.
Sir.
Retired from the military and to be home with twins.
Jumped straight into stay-at-home dad life.
Stay-at-home dad,
yes,
which
sir.
Is, boy, what a, you know, just what a... A flip of position, you
oh
know. I mean, from being the military
from
and then
being in charge to not being in charge, Russ.
Right. And then so you're home for a year, and then you're like, okay, my wife gave me the okay to get a babysitter
or daycare.
Uh-huh. And now I can go and do whatever I want to do. And the transition from the military to civilian life has been a bit difficult for you.
Yeah. I mean, I worked at Wendy's for a couple of years, and then I, right after high school, jumped into the Air Force and never looked back. And I've never had a job besides that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So tell me some of the things that you've tried. So, no, here's the thing. Normally, we would have taken this and we would have said, okay, we'll send you to this job. We'll send you to that job. We allowed you to go ahead and pick the jobs that you can go out for. So what is it you've picked so far to go do?
Well, I definitely recognize my strengths.
Uh-huh.
So my first job was I wanted to learn how to be a barbecue pit master.
Right.
And
basically, you just got to eat barbecue all day.
Well, I quality control, right?
Uh-huh,
I have quality control of the product.
Okay.
Making sure everything was cooked to the proper temperature and all that good stuff. I was a guava taster. I tasted the guava sauce.
Yeah.
The next week, you're
not even buying that.
Yes, sir. Let's move on.
He's having a hard time keeping his composure.
That was a total sell job, guys. I'm sorry about that one.
The next week, you went right back to the ranch you went to the barbecue place at to ride horsies.
Yes.
Oh, it was the same place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same place.
It was a festival. There was a festival there at Hastings Ranch. There was a festival. And the rancher invited me to come back and do some real work.
And out of that job, the horse got the worst deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cold blooded.
So you rode horses, which, okay. What else did you do?
There. And then I went down to Kenansville, and I have an interest in bees.
The bees.
So I wanted to explore that career.
That was the closest so far of all the
really?
get a job thing. But the bees stung him, and he came back with all these
delicious
great
honey. I still have some. I still got to bring it.
I still have some too.
Some,
it's
got
good.
Some
stuff is awesome. Yeah.
I just actually had some the other day. Yeah. It really is
harvest
good.
This bee. I'm going to go back and get some Brazilian. But Jim, what is it? Brazilian pepper honey.
Oh, you know, no, I don't know about that one. Yeah. Are you about the daddle pepper honey?
Something pepper honey. They told me to come back and get so you can.
Then coming up on center stage, Brazilian pepper honey.
See, I thought you'd be a plumber maybe at some point, a roofer.
Those jobs are coming, but those guys, they're busy. I don't want to bother, though. I don't want to be a.
There was a nice lady that sent in a beautiful message, and she needed help with some pavers. I noticed you haven't responded to that one.
Yeah, but
she wanted me to do some Craigslist work for her. I'm not doing that.
Kind of hard to respond to the paper thing when you're working in a brewery.
Yeah.
I went to a brewery one time.
Oh. I worked that. That was a hard job. That was a hard job.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had a flight of beer afterwards. It was tough.
I know the real man roofers have been asking you to go out and do some roofing.
That's my Super Bowl, Russ. The roof job is my Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
I can't do the roof job right off the bat.
What did you do this time then?
First of all, I want to apologize. I was in Colorado 2 weeks ago, and then last week my job fell through. I had a job lined up. And
what kind of job was it?
It fell through because the guy called me the night before and he said, "Hey man, my wife just told me she wants a divorce." So you can't, and she wants the business, so I gotta figure out some things.
Damn, that's how much he didn't want you to come.
Damn. that horse must have called him.
Honey, Jimmy. I really don't want to do this thing with Brett. Let's just say we're gonna get divorced.
Like,
he's not gonna question.
Let's just say it involved a boat and a swamp. That's all of, you know. So that was the job there. So I still want to do that job. So I'm still hoping I still get to do that because that was very interesting.
So what did you do?
Well, seeing it was Thanksgiving, last week, and so I was like, I need to turkey taster. No. I was like, and you guys are motivating me. I need to get off the couch and I need to get to the gym.
What better
way to start than after Thanksgiving than go and work with a fitness instructor?
Okay.
That's not bad. Okay, yeah, so you got to work out. So I'm picturing this gigantic Russian dude, 6 foot.
She was a very cute 5'5" blonde named Holly Kersey. Very, very cute, well put together lady.
Holly Kersey.
Oh, yeah.
You told your wife that you were going
boot camp.
to boot camp.
I told her I was going to boot camp.
But now you were in the military, so I'm sure training and working out is.
But this one, her specialty is moms. Like she instructs moms. She has mom boot camp where they bring their baby. So me being a stay at home dad, I was like, maybe I could incorporate this with the boys.
I could see it could be difficult working out with Holly.
What's her name?
So
Holly Kersey.
Holly Kersey. She's
Holly
amazing.
Holly Kersey Fitness. Yes, that's her.
Yep.
How'd you hear about her?
Are you thinking about
actually Miguel, friend of the show, Miguel Colon, Jr., my buddy.
He can't stay out of the gym.
How does Miguel Colon know somebody
who
from a gym?
For advice?
Well, there's a New York at that gym.
Miguel is my life coach.
New York Pizzeria right next door.
Miguel Colon's your life coach now, huh?
No, that's my boy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah,
we love him.
That's my buddy. Through comedy, we do a lot of shows together and stuff like that. We were talking about an idea about maybe doing a comedian boot camp. Type thing, and then I was like, well, let me meet her and we'll talk about it. And so I was like, well, let me work, let her show me how to be an instructor, and then that'll, so that's what I did. And
so you're thinking about doing like Brett James fitness?
Well, Russ, I found out I need to get in shape first because it's all about appearance.
It'll be hard to sell.
But I think I could be really good at being because I like to tell people what to do.
So what happens
when you're an instructor? You just say, step on that, lift that, go there, move faster. Stop making excuses. I'm very good at that. That's easy.
So what happened on the day that you went to work with...
I went down to Blue Jacket Park. I have a video. It's like Miguel filmed the whole time.
Okay.
We did like 30 minutes of...
So Miguel didn't work out
like
with you.
17. Nah, well, Miguel was the director of the... he did an amazing job. So yeah. I'm going to post a video. It's like 17 minutes. But, you know, I did... Man, I did a lot of squats.
Yeah, that's what they believe in that.
I did like... My booty and legs are still hurting, but I feel sexier. So that's fine.
The workout is you with a bunch of MILFs.
Yeah. No. I just met with just her because I didn't want to go straight into the class. I didn't want to do that. That would be awkward for everybody. So I just met with her in Blue Jacket Park, and we went through a whole workout. And the video is up, Brett James Comedy and my Facebook and YouTube and all that. And I did a lot of squats. I threw the medicine ball. I ran the ladder. I ran up and down the ladder, push-up ladder.
Did you fall off?
No, it was, you know, the ones on the ground, like the NFL players.
Oh, I thought it was the flippy one where you try to get the prize at the end.
Jimmy, I busted my butt on this one, Jimmy. You'll see while you're over there eating over there. I busted my butt. Yeah. The thing, though, I wanted a challenge for you guys. So I said, show me something that I could bring back to the studio.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Brett, I got the perfect exercise for Russ and Carlos.
What is it?
Our workout, guys.
Yep.
Wall sits.
Wall sits, yeah.
Wall sits are strong.
Wall sits are hard.
I don't know exactly.
How long do you think you could do a wall sit
for? Oh, those. Yeah.
Those are rudimentary, dude. These guys do them for hours.
We're doing the
hours? Show. Yeah. We did those in wrestling.
Every commercial break, they do them.
Oh. Yeah, they're not a big deal, Russ?
No.
I lasted like 50 seconds, Russ. It's not
really?
Good.
That's it?
That's not good?
Dude, we do it for the entire break.
Yeah. Oh, man. I thought I had something.
They do not do it for the entire break, by the way. matter of fact, neither one of you last 2 minutes.
Russ was like, I did it for wrestling.
It's not leaning against the wall. You actually have to get your ass parallel with your knees.
Okay, shoulders back. Shoulders back, Carlos. Like shoulders down. Back. I had to do them in high school basketball.
Yeah, right there. That's good right there, yeah.
I had to do them in high school basketball.
Now, where's the clock?
Yeah.
I got
do it all day.
You're at 8 seconds.
All day. Russ, you can do these all day? Yeah. Russ is a beast, man. I knew.
Saying it's one thing, and then sitting there and saying it's one thing, and actually getting on the wall and doing it's another. Let me tell you what, I couldn't do
most
it.
Most looking good, though.
Yeah. I did a good minute, and I felt it. Like, Carlos, you got to be feeling something, right? Come on, man.
Swollen to go.
Come on.
Did you do planks? Because that's
I didn't do planks. I did a lot of push-ups, squats. We lifted up and down. Like,
Carlos is already bored with this.
Step ups on the park bench. I did step ups.
Oh, you're doing
Pilates. You found a way to get a free workout.
Yeah, no, I needed to see what entails, you know, like instructing a boot camp, Russ. So
Angel, what kind of work do you see Brett James really doing?
I've offered up. We've got the roofers.
We have
the lady that wanted the pavers. We got a guy that wants you to come in and throw some transmissions around.
There you
go.
You know.
Whoa.
Yeah, transmission work.
Whoa, I know nothing about automobiles. That would be,
I don't need you to carry a transmission. All you need to know is lift this, put it there.
That lady though wants me to come to her house.
Oh, she's looking strong.
Like I gotta actually work. Somebody so I don't get kidnapped.
Carlos still walsing over
organs
there.
Harvested. It's only been a minute.
All right, Wall says you died.
You're
in a minute.
You're not even low though, Carlos. You're not even low.
Oh, now we're critiquing.
He's not low. I was low. I got the video. I was low. I was in there.
All right, if they
I had
see,
her yelling at me like my high school
I'm
basketball
I'm just saying,
coach,
spending an afternoon with Holly Kersey, I could think of not that being such a bad
She's
thing.
She's married, Angel.
I understand. She's got a beautiful family, a beautiful baby and everything. Yeah, I'm not being disrespectful. Right. I was just saying, it's
She's
easy
pretty
on
lady.
The eyes.
She let me do that.
She took my Starbucks from me. She gets it like she's a real instructor. She grabbed my Starbucks and put me to work.
Next time, impress us with some hard man work. Man work.
Chopping wood.
Right. Yeah, like a man.
Chopping wood. In shape. That's hard. You know how hard. I ran out of breath putting my shoes on. You know what I mean? I got baby steps, Russ. Baby steps.
Hey, where are you performing next year?
I'll be in Homo Sassa on Friday and Ocala Breeder Stables on Saturday.
Yeah, don't say Homo Sassa.
I'm not Homo Sassa.
Yeah,
homo.
Don't pause.
I heard Ross was on here talking about the Homo Sassa.
Experience was the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time. I'm there with Chris Cope this weekend.
If they want to follow you on Facebook, where do they go?
Brett James, Brett James Comedy, and YouTube. The video is like 17. I worked really hard on this video.
And Miguel did a good job, too,
Miguel
right?
Miguel did an amazing job. So you guys, please check the video out. You're going to love it.
Bitch.
I'm Brett James, bitch.
All right. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
So you weren't the 10th caller and you didn't win the prize you wanted from your favorite radio station.
Boo friggin' who.
There's still a way for you to win. RealRadio.fm keyword contest. Somebody's got to win. Might as well be you.
from Radio.
Hey, David Semenu, once again, thank you, man, for bringing some lunch. That's Elixir, best lunch and dinner downtown Orlando for sure. Great, beautiful brick building.
Good
awesome
done.
Patio, and the food is amazing. You can buy your Earth Day birthday tickets there, no service charge. And, man, the burgers there are amazing.
Would food's great. Some of the best wings in the city of Orlando, and I don't say that lightly. I've had some pretty darn good ones, and I'm telling you, every single time they walk in here with chicken wings, they are perfectly cooked. And the spices they put on them are absolutely perfect. Love their food.
I had a steak sandwich that was amazing.
Yeah.
And not to mention one of the best selections of single malt whiskey in the city.
What'd you get, Carlos?
I had one of the fish taco.
That's good, right?
Yeah, it was really good. And the wing is super hot and tasty.
Yeah, they're good, man.
Welcome out to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins along with Dirty Jim, Angel Carlos, Brett James, comedian Brett James here with us. And we got an email to read. Now, Brett James, how long have you been married?
15 years.
Oh, damn, really? Okay,
15 years. All right, so everyone here can give their opinion on this. This particular listener is someone that's been listening for a long time. I recognize the name, and this is to all of us, so we want to get our opinion. He sent it to me and Dirty Jim. Last night, my 20-year-old daughter told me that she was pregnant. I knew something was up because she and my wife have been acting weird. Turns out my wife has known for a while now and didn't tell me because my daughter wanted to tell me when she was ready. I even asked my wife last week if she was pregnant because I had a weird vibe, but my wife said no. That has me kind of pissed. I understand why she didn't tell me, but I'm also kind of ticked off inside. Should I be upset? Should my wife have told me? He says, I'm going to start drinking again. I'm asking y'all because he hasn't said it out loud yet, but if you can't vent to your friends, who can you vent to? So what do you think? He's kind of upset that she lied. When he asked her and she lied, like, where should her loyalty have been? To her daughter, who she promised, hey, I won't say anything, or to her husband, who directly asked her and she flat out lied, though she said, well, I had to lie because I promised our daughter. I kind of think your loyalty is supposed to lie to your husband and your wife. And if you ask your wife and she bold-faced lies to you, I don't think that's right.
That would be a massive, massive problem in my house.
Yeah.
If my wife lied to me.
Yeah.
Now, I understand, because I have three daughters, and they're all in that I can get pregnant age.
Sure.
Trust me. I mean, and if they confided in her for advice, I could completely understand that and not say anything until they, kind of came up with the decision or, got everything you needed to get between women. Because I believe that mothers have a special bond with their daughters. And,
sure.
And that's different than dads and sons and daughters. So if that were the case, that's one thing. If I asked you, hey, is my daughter pregnant? And you told me no.
That's
man, I don't even know where to start with that.
That's when she should have said, you know what? She asked me not to talk to you about it, honey. But since you're asking, I got
to
tell you
or
the truth.
Or how about this? You go talk to her about it. For one thing, she should never, ever promise her daughter that she won't share something family related to her husband, dude.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I mean? There are some religions that look at that marriage greater than the relationship between your son and your daughter.
So Rob has all right and reason to be upset.
1,000%.
Carlos?
Yeah, obviously the bond that you have with your wife is supposed to be open and the most trustworthy. But I think this is like the pass. I think this, if of all things, I think a mother and a daughter bond. I have a daughter and they have a special bond. And if my daughter wanted to tell me at a particular time.
So, but you asked Megan directly, hey, yes. Megan, is she pregnant? And Megan looked at you and said, no.
Well, she said, no. Okay. Then later on I find out, I'll go, hey, why did you say it? And she goes, look, she really, really, really did not want me to tell you this, Carlos. And she wanted to tell you at this time. I can understand that. If it's a lie about something else, but this is like one of the most biggest announcements in the world. It's like spoiling somebody's reaction before they get it. And especially the father. He hasn't even said how he feels about it all. What if this guy's typing in the email saying, oh, he's upset about his wife, but this guy flies off the handle because he doesn't take news well.
He says, he's kind of ticked that she lied to him. She said, I understand why she didn't tell me, but I'm still ticked off inside. Should I be? What do you think, Brett James?
Lying is that's a strong word for this one. Like if the daughter said, mom, please don't tell dad. I want to be the one to tell him. But because of their bond, she said, told mom. I mean, I hear Jimmy's a father of daughters, and I really want to give the nod to Jimmy here, but, like, is this really a lie? Like, what if she wanted to tell him over Thanksgiving, you know, like, while the whole family was...
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. What if the roles were reversed? And you lied to your wife about something daughter-related.
Oh, we're... Yeah,
your son?
We're done.
It's my kids. I mean...
I'll tell you this, though, Jimmy. I'm willing to... And both you guys can seem pretty adamant against it. I would sacrifice whatever that tiny little bit of trust is in order for my daughter to have complete trust with somebody. You see what I'm saying? Like, my daughter knows that mom, even regardless... She's not going to tell dad, because every mother listening to this right now has information that they have not told their husband. That has to do with their kids.
I think the difference is if the daughter says, hey, mom, don't tell dad because I want to tell him. Okay, that's fine. But then dad asks the question directly to the wife.
Right.
That's the difference. And you go to your daughter and say, look, he asked me directly, honey. I can't lie to my husband.
How could you do that? We had complete trust. You're my mother.
Because he asked me about it.
No, but you're my mother. I can't trust you.
Then that's what I got to live with.
Well, see, I wouldn't want to do that.
That's your husband. That's your father. Yeah. If you could do it this way. Hey, mom, do me a favor. Don't say anything to dad until I say something to it. Okay, but I'm telling you straight up, if he asks me, I'm not going to lie.
That's true.
And here's the thing. We're acting like as if the mother is like known for her combating interrogation skills. It's a big moment. She's nervous. No, it's not. You know, you move
Angel,
on.
Angel,
you
know,
she's
what do you
got
think,
waterboard training. Yeah.
I think your loyalty lies with your spouse.
Yeah.
I'm absolute in that way.
But it's like, is the loyalty like
No, but if you're God-fearing and you've got married in the church and you believe the vows that you've taken, then there's nothing that comes in between you and your wife.
Wow. Does a Disney church count?
I'm just saying. Look,
That's very funny.
The truth of the matter is that you've known your spouse longer than you've known that kid.
I remind my daughter of that.
And you're
going to
be with your spouse if you've believed the vows that you've taken. You're going to be with your spouse even after that kid is gone and left your house.
But what's the harm here? Is it that you then question your wife?
It's a violation of trust.
You question your wife's if your entire relationship.
If you've lied about this, broad, what else are you lying about? What else are you keeping from me? Because I'm the man of the house. I'm the one paying these effing bills. You better start fessing up. This is the road.
Get out.
This is the door that you've opened by lying about this little white lie. Because this little white lie leads to other white lies. What are you keeping from me, ladies?
That's the single man.
I don't even know who you are. I'm looking at you and I don't even know who you are.
That's your wife he's yelling at right now.
White lies matter.
White lies matter. That's right.
Oh my God. Well, I'm making a t-shirt.
Carl's brought up a very key point there. I am the single guy here.
But I do get that he could be upset about it. I totally understand.
You have every right to be upset by it. I get it. And I would have the conversation. Hey, honey, listen.
What happened?
You know what? I don't understand why, you know, why I asked you directly and you lied to me about it. You know,
what if she goes, you know, I was nervous. I've never lied to you. Yeah.
Then gave her that time to explain that because his feelings are hurt and that's real.
Yeah. I like what Carlos said about not wanting to spoil the reaction, though. I really like that. Like, I did not want you, like, I wanted you to be as excited as you could possibly be about that announcement at that time. Like, she respected, I think, that. You know, that wish for the daughter.
There you go. Well, Rob, that was our answers. There's a bunch of different answers there. We can do that. You know, if you've got a question you want to throw at us, you know, we're not always going to agree. Of course, Rob can listen to it and do what he wants to do with it.
Good luck, Rob.
You can email me any day, russ@wtks.com. I've got three in the hopper right now that we got to get to, but we don't have time today. We'll do maybe one tomorrow. But russ@wtks.com, and we'll tell you what we think. Yes, Angel.
I want to play for you guys real quick. We got a few 7 minutes. Check this out. This is a cool tribute. Stapleton.
What is it?
He's doing AC/DC. Shook Me All Night Long.
Wow.
He's incorporated into his sets the last couple days.
Oh, that is cool. Hey,
thanks for the text, guys.
I don't listen to when I'm getting lied to by my wife.
I want to thank Elixir for bringing us great food today. The food there is awesome. If you get a chance, go to Elixir. And remember, that's where you can buy your Earth Day birthday tickets. No service charge when you go to Elixir. Dirty Jim, tonight you're doing
How Tuesday. And, you know, we didn't give away the knife last night. We had a couple things happen where we couldn't get to it. But tonight we're going to give it away during the broadcast. I'm going to teach you to make the thing that you want to take to your Christmas party this year, Russ. A fun little snacky thing that when you walk in, everybody's going to go, ooh. I'll show you what it is a little bit later today.
All right, figure that out. Brett James, where are you going
to
be?
Bonkers Comedy, and I'll be on Real Laughs this week with Miguel, Miguel Colon. I'll be on Real Laughs this week, so listen up.
Very nice. Angel?
Hit me up on all social media. It's Official Angel. Catch me on Saturday night. I'm at Market on Magnolia. I start there early now. Start there at 7 o'clock, goes to 10. And then What the Hell's Angel listening to Friday nights?
Carlos, check me out on Instagram. It's To The Top Carlos. I'm always posting pictures and crazy characters and trying to entertain y'all. And check it out, IamCarlosNavarro.com.
All right, stay tuned for the news, Chucky, right after the Monsters. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only Jim Phillips and the Phil Style. Then it's Tom and Dan. Then it's Real Laughs with Monster Comics. AD on the radio. We're back to do our thing tomorrow. From Dirty Jim, Angel, Brett James, and Carlos Navarro.
And the leader of this mess, Samaria Man, Russ. I'm scared as hell, Snakes Rollins.
I am scared of snakes. Thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here.
Swirls.
You're listening to Real Radio. Available everywhere you want to listen. Yeah, even there. On our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.